awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
Coming in strong this morning.
Heck yeah, man!
Bright and, well, early.
Didn't you get the memo?
No.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
It was from Strong Bad, and he was like...
Strong Sad.
I can't do a Strong Bad.
I don't like food anymore.
You guys make a lot of money for this station. You get up and you do it all excited like it.
You've never seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force, have you?
I never have.
There's a guy named Carl on there that kind of sounds like that.
Hey! Strong Bad?
Hey, Doug! You get out of my yard!
It's Wednesday. It is October. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. And it's a very, very special day. It is day one of our share-a-thon.
Yep. Not only have they confirmed that Ebola virus is in Texas, but they've confirmed today is the first day of our share-a-thon.
That's right. How do they coincide? Well, that you're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Dang.
So give us your money.
Good job. I was going to see where you were going to go with it. And I see where you went now.
Oh, man. It is day one of our share-a-thon. The phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921 is the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. If you didn't know, Static Radio is a listener-supported station.
Yeah.
And we depend upon you to come alongside and become a Static fanatic. It's $30 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You can join up and say, hey, dude, I'll take one less coffee a week. I'll take one less Starbucks a week. I'll go to the movies one less time a month because, let's be honest, nowadays movies are stupid expensive.
Stupid. Especially when you have a family, which I don't.
Yeah, dude.
Can't take beans to the movies.
Dollar Theater has become my friend.
It's sad when you've reached a point where you're planning, you're like, I'm going to go see this movie in 9 months.
Dude.
When it's in the Dollar Theater, and it's going to be awesome.
We want to get an early jump on 2015.
Yeah, we do.
So we need your help right now with our share-a-thon. The phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921.
And here's the other deal.
Yeah.
Our bosses don't usually get up this early, but they're here.
They're here.
So there's already an air here where they're like, you better light those phones up or we're going to kill you.
Yeah.
I don't want to get murdered today.
Yeah.
I think today could be an all right day.
And it's a Wednesday. Who wants to go out on a Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Comics Corner. Don't you want us to make it to Comics Corner?
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Come on.
Help us out.
All you got to do is give us a call. It's 1-866-730-4921.
I'm going to turn this on.
That's 1-866-730-4921. DJ Bossman Dan is in the other room taking your phone calls right now. And as I said, we're wanting to get an early jump on next year. And this will absolutely help us do that. You gotta call and become a Static fanatic. $30 a month. And here's the deal. You recently had to get a new debit card in the mail.
I did. Oh,
new debit card in the mail, which meant that you somehow got hacked thanks to Target and or Home Depot and or whichever company at this moment was getting hacked that caused you to have to get a new card.
Dude, this is legit local news right now.
I know.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, bruh. If you were one of those people and you had to get a new card, maybe you're already a Static fanatic, but we've got your old number.
Double check.
Yeah, you got to double check. You got to get your new debit card number put up on there so that we can have updated info and whatnot.
Because why not?
Right. 1-866-730-4921.
Then I know who this is.
We'll also go to the local phone line. Static!
Hey, guys. Oh. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque. Hey, man. It's day one of our share-a-thon, and you have been a Static fanatic for a long time, bro.
Since May 11th of 2012. It's been over a year now. It's going to be 2 years in the upcoming month.
Yeah.
In next year. And this morning, guys, I'm not the only one that's listening to you fabulous folks down there. I got Judy the bus driver listening in.
Very, very cool,
she says good morning, guys. Sorry she can't talk. She's driving the bus.
That's good. But, you can't talk and drive at the same time, so that's good.
No, that would be illegal.
Nah, that would be illegal, Jude. Judy, don't do it!
Amazing.
Judy loving, guys. So anyways, about your share-a-thon, I'm actually going to be able to put this on my website today when I get into school probably during my... Well, I can't do it during lunch, guys.
Can't do it during lunch.
Can't do it during lunch?
You can't do web tech during lunch. That's when you're supposed to eat.
I'm actually working today, guys. I might be working registers, but I'm usually doing security for DECA.
Oh.
And my DECA week is this week. So, yeah, I know, Steve-O, you won't be coming in until next week. So, next week I'm actually off from DECA because we have, like, shift weeks.
That's right.
Team 1, Team 2, Team 3, Team 4, Team 5, and Team
Matthew,
6.
Matthew, what do we tell you about joining DECA? Nobody should be joining the destruction of Earthlings counting autopsies.
Yeah.
It's the Distributive Education Clubs of America, guys.
I don't think that's it.
Dastardly.
Uh-huh.
Energized,
right?
Churches of America.
Dastardly Energized Churches of America.
It's a it's a faith-based club.
That's just wrong. It sounds wrong.
I'm pretty sure that's correct. So you might want to check it.
We went to high school years ago, Matthew. We know a little bit about it.
I was a part of DECA.
Well, for you guys, this term, long-term, actually defines DECA, too. It's what the course is called, for you guys out there don't know what it is. It's called Business, Marketing, and Finances 1.
Speaking of finances.
Conspiracy theory. Yeah.
1-866-730-4921 is the phone number, Matthew. 1-866-730-4921. That's a phone number people can call in to become a static fanatic. It's $30 a month, and there's some really cool stuff in the static swag bag this time.
Oh, you know what, guys? Hey, for you, if you're listening right now, and you know what? You think that sounds like a good idea? Trust me, it sounds like a good idea, folks,
right?
And it is.
It is. That's
you're not just helping out your personal self, guys.
That's right.
Tax deductible. You're helping out a good cause, this fabulous radio station. And guys, if this radio station had no funding, you guys wouldn't hear me on the morning.
Don't say it like that.
It would be terrible, guys. And there wouldn't even be a Matthew from Albuquerque if it weren't for the station, which is me.
That's right.
There are other ways.
What can we play for you this morning, Matthew from Albuquerque?
Beforehand, I have a question, Steve. When are you going to come into my club? I need to find out from my advisor.
Wednesday, October 8th, Mateo and I will be at Converge hanging out at Volcano Vista.
All right. Well, hey, October the song 8th. This morning, guys.
A week from today.
Let's see. You know what? Do you guys have a cough syrup by Young and Jack?
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we got that
absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely.
That song is an old song. I love it, guys. So put that on this morning. Yeah, have a good morning, everybody. Don't forget, donate to Static Radio, the best in the state of New Mexico.
Best in the state of New Mexico and all over
the world.
Thanks, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Bye.
Donating every day. Commentaries.
Shout-outs.
Autobots.
Song requests.
DECA.
People he's made up. He's got tons of dedications out
there.
Man,
if you love this station, please be a static fanatic.
That's right.
Phone lines are open 1-866-730-4921. It's 1-866-730-4921. This band we actually saw in concert this
week.
We did.
They put on a great show.
We saw this song.
It was amazing.
Shout out to Matthew from Albuquerque. Kind words for the station here, so.
Hey, guys, I'm
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Man.
Static.
Life's too short to even care at all. I'm losing my mind, losing control.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday. It's the first day of our share-a-thon here at Static Radio. So you know these two guys right here, Team Awesome Morning Party, are going to be talking to you all day about other things.
I got ready, man. Watched some serious stuff yesterday.
You did? What'd you watch?
I wanted to get all of the serious out so I could just be funny. I watched American History X yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Some Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I were joking. Yesterday was a heavy day.
You did it to yourself.
It was so heavy.
Not for me.
So serious.
I watched The Sons of Anarchy with you, but we watched S.H.I.E.L.D. last night. We'll talk about this in Comics Corner.
Yeah, we will. Coming up 8 o'clock, Comics Corner, brought to you in part by Astro Zombies. Astro Zombies been cool enough to be part of the Static Share-a-thon this year as well.
Ayo!
And we have a rad Static swag bag.
Yeah.
We got $20 gift cards from Square Root Salon. We got a hookup from Astro Zombies Shop here in Albuquerque. Parchment's Bookstore.
There's a great amount of little coupon things.
We're really excited about that. So anybody who calls in and becomes a Static fanatic, everyone who becomes a Static fanatic, which means, you know, joining us monthly at $30 a month, you'll get a Static swag bag. There's some really cool stuff in there. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Might be a vinyl in there.
Yeah.
Got some vinyls. We got all kinds of random coolness to give you. So you got to give us a call, though. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Day one of our share-a-thon. Our goal is 200 new Static fanatics.
New ones.
Yes. So we need 200 people to be like, bro, I love your station. I had no idea you were listener-supported and needed cash. And we'll say, we know, right? It's because we don't cram it down your throat all the time and go for 2 weeks and do gnarly share-a-thon type things.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. So we're believing that God's going to do something amazing over the next 3 days. That's it. 3 days. We need 200 new
Static fanatics.
I think
if we had to do a 2-week share-a-thon, I wouldn't work here. Straight up. I'd be like, no, I can't do that for so long.
It can get exhausting.
But you guys know what it's like. I mean, you know what it's like. You get to this, there's just points in life where you need a little help.
Yeah.
And it's hard to ask for help. So give us a break here. Number one, cut us some slack.
Yeah.
But because it's a hard thing to ask for help. But the cool thing about this station is we have such a great group of people that are already behind us that we want you to come alongside and be with those people because have some phenomenal supporters. A lot of times we do these share-a-thons and our Static fanatics, they up their game a little bit, give a little bit more every month. But this time, the goal is 200 brand new people. Maybe you're somebody I met while I was out on the road with House of Heroes and I talked about Static. So that more than likely means you're a college student and you have not a lot of money. But it's more affordable than you think.
Yeah, $30 a month isn't a lot. And we wouldn't say this if we weren't fanatics ourselves. Yep. You know what I mean?
I am.
It is really not that difficult. $30 a month. That's, you know, $7 less a week in your budget, basically.
You can do it.
Which equates to a big old Starbucks and, you know, maybe you don't have
because
McDonald's.
Because I know
you people are going
to Starbucks and you're ordering just the most ridiculous
Crappuccinos.
Crap. Yes, you're ordering stuff. It literally takes you 5 minutes to just say your order. Everybody around you is thinking, I just wanted a cup of black coffee.
Yeah.
This isn't worth it.
Yeah.
What am I doing with my life?
I don't know.
When are they going to be finished?
I can't leave.
I'll lose my place in line if I do.
And so what you're doing is thinking, man, I should have just supported Static Radio instead of standing in this stupid line because then I would already be on my way to work. Static wakes me up in the morning anyways as my coffee.
The more caffeinated you get, the more sense it makes.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're encouraging you guys to get highly caffeinated and start making decisions about finance.
Phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. It's posted at our website, mystaticradio.com. You can actually just go online and click the link there. Lend your support that way as well. We need 200 new Static fanatics, and we would love to run back to the room and see that people are on the phone because we need to answer phones and help out and hang out. So please donate now.
Come on.
1-866-730-4921. It is day one of our share-a-thon. Help us kick it off strong.
Strong.
$30 a month. That's all it takes to be a Static fanatic. And all the details, mystaticradio.com. Or again, 1-866-730-4921. Breaking news on the way. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Okay, people.
Breaking news!
It's October 1st.
Welcome.
2014, and it's time for breaking news. I am here to tell you all about different things that are happening all over our world. My name is Mateo. This is Steve-O.
Hello!
Doug is in the other room.
Booyah, producer Doug.
And let's get to it. Today's number of the day is 42,000, and that is people who end up in the ER each year because of a bicycle-related injury. Booyah!
Second number for the day is 1-866.
Yeah. Say it. 1-866-730-4921.
That's right. 1-866-730-4921. It is day one of our share-a-thon.
That is the number of the money that we need to keep going.
Boom! That's a lot of money.
$1 billion.
That is a billion, isn't it?
That's all we need is $1 billion. Get over it.
Oh, man. $30 a month to become a static fanatic. And, yeah, it's so easy.
Let's get to the breaking news.
Let's do it!
All right. A restaurant in Congleton, England is offering prize money to anyone who can finish its 8,000-calorie breakfast in an hour.
I'm so hungry.
We're going to have to tell Mob Boss Polito about this one because she would be down for this. You have to eat 4 fried eggs, 4 egg cheese omelet, 8 sausages, 8 slices of bacon, 4 servings of hash browns, 4 waffles, 4 slices of toast, 4 slices of fried bread, 4 servings of black pudding, which is also known as blood sausage.
Nice.
2 scoops of beans, 2 servings of tomatoes, plus mushrooms, large fries, and a 2-pint milkshake.
I seriously thought I could do it right up until the waffles.
The waffles is where I lost it too.
Yeah.
Here's stipulations though. No professional eaters and no Americans. We fat.
Oh, man.
The World Wildlife Fund says that more than half of the world's wildlife died between 1970 and 2010.
Whoa.
They think that most of the wildlife in general is down 40% around our world. Dawn sent me this article yesterday. That sucks.
In the arms of an angel.
It's bigger than that, though, you know? I mean, this is like Lion King status.
Yeah.
Like, it should go,
like, Scar took over.
Yeah, that's what it's going to look like.
The Pride
desolate,
Land is all desolate.
Earth.
You're going to fight your uncle for this?
Maybe.
Talk about your fixer-upper.
Okay. The latest report says the White House intruder got farther into the building than we were first told.
We talked about this yesterday.
He ran way into the building.
Which is crazy. With a knife.
Cuts like a knife. Has come to the White House. And the sun shines on the bay.
I don't think that's the words.
1-866-730-4921.
Singing the phone number.
Call today.
1-866-730-4921.
Why not? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Why not?
Why not?
Jennifer Lopez was in her SUV that was being driven by Leah Remini when they were bumped by a drunk driver. That's what sucks when you leave Scientology. You end up driving for other stars that are better than you.
Come on!
That's why you don't get in the first place.
No, you don't.
If you're going to get involved in a cult, take that cult over. Work your way up the ranks. Do the long con. Put in the man hours. Work your way up the ranks. Take
the
it over.
God.
And then make it legit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the longest time, I had a plan to do that to the Mormon church.
Jack's tried so hard to do that with this club, man. And it just didn't work out, though, because he was like, we're going legit. And then it was like, bad things still happen.
What was it called?
Best not to get involved. Jack's?
Club. I thought you meant Jack,
Sons.
Your son. I was like, wait, is he trying to do this to the Little League team?
No, Sons.
What's going on? Yeah, you have Sons.
He was trying to roll legit.
Y'all.
Like,
seriously.
We're going to turn this into a business. It's going to be a commercial
success. We're going to get out of this, but we're going to do this. This is a little worse.
Why don't we have bobbleheads?
I don't know. They're too expensive. Spare no expense.
What we need is 200 new static fanatics. Maybe we'll get
bobbleheads. Then we can get bobbleheads. Everybody wants a Doug bobblehead. It looks like Tim Howard.
Or a little Funko Pop doll of me.
Yeah, you do.
Everybody wants one of
those.
Here's
the deal, guys. I liked this Mormon girl in high school. Okay. Really liked her. And that's where I came up with my plan. I was like, I'll infiltrate their church.
Yes.
And since it's Latter-day Saints, whoever's in charge literally can make up whatever they want.
Truth.
And that's new law.
Right.
So what I'll do is I'll get in, work my way up, become the main guy, and then just change everything legit. I'll be
Boom.
Like, oh yeah, the Lord just told me this whole Book of Mormon thing's really fake. We're just supposed to read the regular old Bible.
Really?
I know it sounds boring and you don't get your own planet and all this stuff. No more multiple wives. I'm sorry. I'll work on it.
Yeah.
But, and then you just go legit. 1-866-730-4921.
That's right. Dude, big ol' shout out to Village Pizza. They are our food sponsor today.
Do it.
Excited about lunch.
Some people in Ireland are upset that the government wants to improve the accuracy of its postal service by introducing postal codes to a country that not only doesn't have postal codes,
okay,
but in some rural areas doesn't even have house numbers or street names.
Wow.
Some feel that the changes will make Ireland lose its charm. Because nothing's more charming than getting lost in Ireland. Russian chess grandmaster and political activist Garry Kasparov warns that Russian President Vladimir Putin presents an even greater danger to the world than does ISIS, while Whoa. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that Iran presents an even greater threat to the world than does ISIS. Meanwhile, we here in America say One Direction presents an even greater threat to the world than all of these other things. What I'm doing is I'm combining their jokes with mine.
I like
and
that.
And it's gold.
It is gold.
I got to start doing
it's
this every
incredible.
Day.
It's incredible. 1-866-730-4921. Day one of our Static Share-a-thon. We're looking for 200 new Static Fanatics. That means you come alongside, donate $30 a month. We're going to hook you up in return. We've got a really rad swag bag full of goodies.
That's
but,
cool.
You got to call up our phone lines.
Here's another one. According to a new study, 60% of college students are addicted to their cell phones.
Yeah.
Consider me a college student.
The other 40% are liars.
Hey! Rick Steves, the PBS travel expert, is using his celebrity power to fight for the legalization of marijuana. Ugh. Our Colorado friends are stoked.
Yeah.
They're also saying,
They're also
who's Rick
toped.
Steves? Yeah. It's true. Rick Steves has two first names.
Yeah.
Rick Steves. Steves.
Rick
His
Steves.
Last one is possessive. No, that's Rick Steves. What? It's Rick Steves. I'm sorry. Am I high right now? Is that why I can't get it? Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell got into a big fight on the set of The View, I guess, the other day.
Okay.
That's interesting. Nobody saw that coming. Whoopi. Big whoop-de-doo. An individual who flew to the U.S. from Liberia earlier this month has been diagnosed with Ebola in Texas. It's the first confirmed diagnosis of the Ebola virus in these United States of America. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Tuesday the case marks the first time the disease has been diagnosed in the U.S., although several infected health workers have been treated here after being diagnosed in Africa. Team from the CDC is in Texas to help officials there track anyone who might have had contact with the patient. Because here's the deal. Here's the scary thing about Ebola, other than it being devastatingly horrible and deadly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? Once those contacts are identified, they will be monitored for 21 days, the maximum time between exposure to the virus and the onset of symptoms. When you get Ebola,
yeah,
you will either start showing symptoms as soon as 2 days after you contract it.
Yeah.
Or up to 21 days after. You'll show no symptoms. Doug, for almost a month.
None symptoms.
21 days.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, cool. Everybody I've had contact with for the past almost month is susceptible to this virus. That's what's scary about it. But luckily, we live in a first world country.
Yeah.
And our medical system is a little bit more rocking.
CDC also released a statement on how you can contract Ebola, and it's much more difficult than thought.
Yeah, everybody needs to calm down.
It's not airborne.
This is not zombie apocalypse.
Some crazy wind's not going to blow from Texas into New Mexico, and we're all going to get Ebola. It's not going to happen.
The winds are changing.
It's got to be like in blood, right?
It's not going to be the happening.
Yeah, no.
Except with Ebola.
Terrible.
No, dude, it's terrifying. Ugh. Anyone who develops a fever during the 21 days will also be isolated. So there's the deal.
Yeah.
And I think this person that had limited contact, and they have already found every single person, I guess, to their knowledge.
I got a fever.
Okay.
And the only prescription
is
more cowbell.
Is 1-866-730-4921. For more information on the prescription to fight Ebola, call that number.
Call that number. So the CDC help number, 1-866-730-4921. It's day one of our share-a-thon. We need your support. Check out the details at mystaticradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Secret Service protocols were violated earlier this month when an armed felon was allowed into an elevator with President Obama. a situation that could have potentially put his life in danger. According to the Washington Post, an armed security contractor with three prior convictions for assault and battery was allowed on an elevator with President Obama during his September 16th trip to Atlanta. There's an Atlanta joke I could make, but I can't because some people would call me terrible. In other words, Secret Service agents asked the contractor to stop filming Obama with a cell phone camera while in the elevator, though he did not comply. After being questioned by Secret Service agents, his criminal history was uncovered, yet it was only when a supervisor for the private security firm spoke with agents that they realized the man had been armed.
Whoa!
He was fired from his position on the spot and agreed to turn over his gun.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Gosh, dude.
In an annual index on the well-being of the elderly, Afghanistan comes out on top as the worst country to live in as an older person. Hmm. So tell your grandparents. Hide your grandparents. Hide your other set of grandparents if you still got them.
I don't have any grandparents.
The Asian country was ranked bottom for the second consecutive year in Help Age International's Global Age Watch Index. Norway topped the index, so send your grandparents to Norway. Up one place from last year, followed by Switzerland, Canada, and Germany.
Why would it? My mom lived in Germany, actually.
There you go. And she's a grandmother now.
Right. She was a grandmother then, too. I just don't know why anybody. It was so inconvenient.
Yeah.
It's like, Mom, I need a babysitter for Saturday.
Yeah.
If you hopped a flight today, you'd be here by Friday.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Don't let your parents move overseas. It's so inconvenient when you need a babysitter. So inconvenient.
So inconvenient when you need a sitter. 1-866-730-4921
That is our babysitter service.
If you call that number, you'll have peace.
Yes. 1-866-730-4921 It's 1-866-730-4921 Day one of our 3-day share-a-thon, and we need your support. We're a listener-supported station. $30 a month. Dude, if you love Team Awesome Morning Party and what we do, please think about supporting us.
This is what you do. You call that number, again, 1-866-730-4921. Ask to speak to Joan, and she will give you the answer to all of your problems.
All of your problems.
Specifically Joan, though. I'm going to need you to call and ask for Joan. And then just tell her what you're going through. And then standard U.S. currency rates apply. The one, or the, I guess the second biggest complaint with the iPhone 6 Plus, other than it bending possibly, which is funny because Apple has gotten 9 official complaints.
Nine.
Literally 9. That's not even all of your two hands.
Right.
9 complaints. But the other big complaint has been, how am I supposed to put this phone in my pocket? You know?
Yeah.
Well, your pants aren't happy about the new iPhone 6 Plus, but you know who is? Pants designers.
What?
Gone are the days of casually stuffing your palm-sized phone in your pocket. Phablets are too big for such a trend, causing people to worry. Where do we put our phones now?
JNCOs.
If you're not prone to carrying a purse, which I, me and Doug, have, we're in the purse
club.
You got
your purses.
Yeah, we got them. The answer may be just keep your device in your hand at all times, which is boring.
Yeah.
For fashion, the opportunity is either a huge headache or a design opportunity.
Okay.
Some brands are considering what this could mean for the future of pants. A representative for Japanese brand, I can't pronounce it, recently said the company is having conversations about developing larger jean pockets.
Oh.
A few other brands, while not saying anything conclusive, said they've already produced pants that can hold a phablet, while others are considering future pocket designs that
bring
are larger.
Back the JNCOs!
When asked for comment, JNCO could only reply, booyah.
Oh, bringing them back.
Okay.
Yes,
we got to do traffic in just a second. But first, after a Florida man swiped a cell phone from a store's counter, the victim used another phone to contact him. The thief responded by text and tried to sell the phone back for $50, claiming he bought it for somebody for that price.
Wow.
Cops were able to nail him for the theft. Again, folks, it doesn't pay to be a criminal.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. But you know what does pay?
What?
1-866-730-4921.
Yes, it sounds right.
It pays us. 1-866-730-4921. Day one of our 3-day share-a-thon. We're looking for Static Fanatics. It's $30 a month. And we're a listener-supported station. We could use your help.
We could.
And support. Come on. We help you every day.
Now let's help them with traffic. nothing is happening.
All right.
There's construction. I-25 in Paseo. It looks like one of those frontage roads is back to being normal. But this one, I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison is still reduced to one lane. The on-ramp at Jefferson and 25 is still closed. The construction going on at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard has the roadway reduced to two lanes. And, of course, the headache that is I-25 and Paseo Hill Norte is still your favorite traffic thing and mine. Let's go to something better, a little bit brighter in this world of purchase. It's time for birthdays.
With Doug.
What?
Oh, what?
Doug?
Guys, I'm awake today.
Oh, my what? Gosh. Why are you awake?
Because September has ended.
Okay.
Doug.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Stop living your life by Green Day songs.
Come on.
But guys, September's over.
September ends. It's time to wake up.
Time
I
to
hear
wake
that.
Up.
The fog and I think lifted. I smell it, too.
All right. Back to your normally scheduled birthdays.
Yeah! Birthdays! Can I take a phone call?
Yes.
It is birthdays, and it is a very special birthday today. We're going out to the phone lines now. Hello.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Say hi, Isaiah. Hello. Oh, look, he'll talk on the radio now.
He'll talk on the radio. He won't talk to us in person, but on the radio, totes cool.
Totes cool, Isaiah. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. He wanted to catch you before he couldn't. He was out of the car.
Yeah. Dude. Very, very cool. Anything special planned? I know, you know, it's like, rode in a hot air balloon for my birthday. No bigs, whatever. You know. Today's the actual birthday. Today's like actual gifts and stuff,
woo!
Right?
Yeah, actual birthday. Apparently he's going to go Lego shopping.
I know. Yes! Isaiah, your mom told me she got you an iPhone 6. Aren't
yeah!
you stoked?
Woo! No way.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, the iPad 7. And man. I can't wait to see that new car.
Woo! All right.
Have fun with Legos, Isaiah.
Legos are cool, too. They're very, very cool.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, yes. Isaiah.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too, Sarah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I love that family.
That's who we rode with in the hot air balloon.
This last weekend, we had an opportunity to hang out in the hot air balloon with a really rad family. All because of our last share-a-thon.
Woo!
It was pretty great.
Dude,
so.
Our last share-a-thon kicked tons of booty all around this place.
Absolutely.
And we realized that it was like springtime and everybody's generally happy in the springtime. But come on!
Yeah.
Fall back into 1-866-730-4921. Right, Doug?
Fall back in love with us.
Amen!
Fall back in love.
Doug, come
it
on!
It is October. It's starting to get cooler. It's that like spooning, cozy, comfy weather, you know? We'll spoon you. 1-866-730.
That's our guarantee.
4921.
That's this show's guarantee. He said it though, Jones.
Yes.
Not me.
Our show will spoon your ears.
Okay. Doug, birthday.
Today, October 1st, 2014, day 274. There are 91 days remaining in the year. First up this morning. He is from the Democratic Party. He served as the 39th president.
I printed it this morning and accidentally saw
States.
This one.
39th.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Cartier.
You guess first.
39th.
Oh. He was president from 1977 to 1981.
Thank you, Doug. Can you use it in a sentence?
He was president from 1977 to 1981.
Got it. 76.
I know how old he is. I accidentally saw. Sorry, guys.
How old is he?
90.
Oh.
He is 90 years
90?
old.
He's 90?
Jimmy Carter is 90.
We're not going to have him much longer. Reality.
This is true.
All right. And on that one.
What?
An American actress, singer, songwriter, director,
Mary
poet.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead? Winstead? What is her name?
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
It is Brie Olsen. Brie Larson,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson.
Okay. Brie Larson.
Who is she?
She played... Oh, I don't have it on here. Okay, give me a second. I thought I didn't copy that part of the inner prep.
Was it Kim?
She was Scott Pilgrim's girlfriend before the book.
Oh!
Okay. So it was Kim.
Kim, yeah. There you go.
Okay. Brie...
She was also in 21 Drum Street.
She was... Oh, no, it wasn't Kim. It's, yes, Clash of Demon Head. Remember his girlfriend?
The one before the whole thing?
Yeah, in the band. The lead singer in the band.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh!
She was also the girlfriend in 21 Jump Street.
Yes.
The high school girl, Joni
Yes!
In the
okay.
play and stuff. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sorry, Brie Larson.
Okay, what do you think? I think she's 30.
Oh, dang it!
Oh, yeah!
29.
25.
Whoa.
Whoa, dude. Okay.
Every job that must be done, there is an element of fun.
Are you kidding?
Find the fun.
Why can't I think of her name right
Julia, what's her name?
Julie
Andrews.
Yes.
Yes.
Julie Andrews.
Mary Poppins.
When Dawn got to go to the Grammys and I got to ride her coattails and get to go too. She got nominated. We got to see Julie Andrews
That's cool.
in person, and she did an acceptance speech because she got one of those lifetime awards at some special ceremony. And she was awesome.
That's cool.
And I wanted to tell her stuff, but I couldn't get close to her.
I've never seen Mary Poppins all the way through.
Oh, man.
Neither have I.
I'm sorry, guys.
What?
Sound of Music bored me, too.
Hey, guys.
I'm sorry, guys.
No,
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I can't stand the Sound of Music.
Hey, Mary Poppins is way better to me than the Sound of Music. Probably not in the grand scheme of movies. It's probably not better.
There are no cartoon penguins in the Sound of Music. Are there cartoon penguins in Mary Poppins?
Yes.
Okay.
Dick Van Dyke
is
in there.
Sorry, I'm sorry, guys.
She was also in The Princess Diaries, Princess Diaries 2, Shrek, and Despicable Me.
Wow. She is 70.
She is a treasure.
Yeah.
I think she... What did you say, 70?
Year old treasure.
74.
79.
Whoa!
Now I'm going to have her McLean.
Next up, American actor, writer, and musician, perhaps best known for playing...
I got this.
Eric Camden. On the long-running television series Seventh Heaven.
When I see their happy faces,
oh my gosh,
smiling.
He was also Captain Will Decker in Star Trek, the motion picture.
Wait, he was who?
It's the dad, right?
Will Decker. In
Will Decker.
Captain Will Decker in Star Trek, the movie. Yes,
where
the dad.
Can you go?
Nope.
Stephen Collins.
Stephen Collins. Okay, Stephen Collins today is 60.
57.
67 years old.
Snap.
Oh, wow.
Ah, snap.
Off by a decade.
Next up.
Baseball.
Nicknamed Big Mac.
McDonald's.
No, dude. He played for the St. Louis Cardinals. You talked about him yesterday.
Yep.
I did.
In 1998.
Oh, Mark McGuire.
Boom! Yes.
Yeah. It's one of the few names I know in baseball. The other
he's
name
a
I
hitting
know?
Coach for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yes,
currently.
He is.
Yeah, I know his career. I love Big Mac. I don't care.
Do you love steroids?
You know what, jerk? At least he was man enough to admit it and be like, hey, unlike Sammy Sosa and everybody else who's lying to us,
yeah.
I will tell you right now, yes, I made a mistake.
That's what I would do, too.
I blew it. I am sorry.
I would win the award and get in the record books and then wait a few years and then admit it.
He helped bring baseball back.
He awesome. Really did.
Yeah, he helped
did.
Bring back baseball
he
back after the strike.
Hey, sometimes you gotta be the hero that the city needs. Not the one that they necessarily want.
Thank you, Mac-Man.
Yes, Mac-Man.
Big Mac-Man. Oh, Mark McGuire. He is 44.
45.
51 years old.
Whoa.
51 years young.
Chevy Chase.
Nope.
Beverly D'Angelo.
Nope, he's been in such films as LBJ, the
Randy
early
Quaid.
Years. Yes.
Randy Quaid!
You said he, and that's all I needed.
Independence Day, Kingpin.
Whoa!
Randy Quaid, Uncle Eddie, is... Or is it Cousin Eddie?
It's Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie. Cousin Eddie is 54.
You remember when he flew that thing up into the alien spaceship?
Oh,
yep.
Gosh.
He's like, up yours!
Yeah. It's like,
awesome.
That's how you go out.
Remember when he's a professional bowler?
Yes. That movie.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay, Randy Quaid. What'd you say?
I said 54, now I'm regretting it. I think
61.
He's older.
64 years
yeah.
old.
I've been off by a decade multiple times this morning.
Such is your life.
Yeah.
And the final birthday of the morning, an American stand-up comedian, actor known for his film and television appearance, including his own Comedy Central Present special. He also was in movies such as Out Cold, The Hangover
Zach
films,
Galifianakis!
And Due Dates.
Boom!
Yes.
Wow.
Zach Galifianakis is in Out Cold?
I name my puppy Funyuns, because all he does is remind me of Fugees and Funyuns. Because he smells like them.
What was that from?
Seth Galifianakis. It's when he shaves his beard.
Yes!
And he's his twin brother.
Yep.
From the South.
Dude is 40.
43.
He is 45 years old today.
Oh, man.
On to dates. This day in what year the visiting Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the Boston Americans 7-3 in the first World Series games. The Americans, the forerunners to the Boston Red Sox, won the best of 9 series, 5-3.
When was this?
Yeah, there's
long
no way.
Ago. Many, many moons.
World Series. 1921.
1917.
1903.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm an idiot. I said 1921, but the Cubs haven't won the World Series since, what, 1916?
Yeah, the Red
Sox
sold Babe Ruth in 1918.
Yeah, gosh, that was stupid. I'm not a real baseball fan.
Sam Swan would be upset.
He would be. He's still upset.
He's running from something.
On this day in what year Henry Ford introduced the Model T automobile to the market? Each car costs $825.
1912.
What? Why?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Boss Maria just walked by.
1914.
With what looked like a medicine ball. What was that?
It's a giant ball of fun. 1914.
1908.
Right.
On this day in what year Roger Maris of the New York Yankees hit his...
1961.
Yep.
Okay.
It's funny that he's born on the day Mark McGuire.
Yeah!
That happened on Mark McGuire's
birthday. Yeah. Mark McGuire's birthday was the day that Roger Maris broke the record.
Interesting. History weaves a sordid tale.
1961.
Yes!
This day in what year?
Redeemed my baseball knowledge.
Johnny Carson debuted as the regular host of NBC's Tonight Show.
Ooh.
Ooh. How many years did he do it?
As long as I can remember.
Yeah.
1979.
1968.
1962.
Dang
oh,
it!
Man, that's a long time. He had a good run.
He did!
Disney.
In the same year, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, come on!
Do you remember it?
No, I've never been to Disney World. This is your world. I am a lander.
Is it 1951?
No, because because Disneyland came first, and that was like...
Yeah. Well, Disney World wasn't the 70s. Disney World was the 70s.
Yeah, but you said 55. This is Disney World.
Oh, Disney World.
Yep.
Yeah. I just said Disneyland.
No, that's why I said this is your world.
This is my world, not yours. You'll never have it.
Oh, wait, 1962 was the first year of the Angels, right?
Yeah, I think Disneyland opened in 55.
Yes.
Not 51. 51 was the first year of the P-Base.
Ooh, nice.
Related.
Oh,
not
man.
At all.
We have so much knowledge.
Wait.
Nothing.
Wait.
You've
Epcot was 82. I know that because I have a t-shirt.
Yeah,
says
see?
It.
I'm like, come on, man. This is like your family vacay every year.
Shh. I can't focus.
Think of the t-shirts.
Shh.
It's got to say like, I'm going to say 72.
Wait, I've got one. I've got a Walt Disney World t-shirt.
Doesn't say a 7 and 2 on it?
It's got a number on it. I'm thinking. 77?
71.
See? I saw the image in my head and the one looks
was like
a
seven. Gosh, your brain was so close.
Yes, it was.
And the number one song today?
Hey Jude, oh, snap. 1962. No! Dang it!
61.
I would say later, because Hey Jude, wasn't that towards the end?
Yeah,
so
that was.
67.
1968.
Yes,
Good
job.
It is October 1st, and October is Adopt a Shelter Animal Month, Billard Awareness Month, Class Reunion Month, Eat Better Month, Eat Together Month, Go Hog Wild, Eat Country Ham Month, Celebrate Sun Dry Tomatoes Month, Go Nuts Over Texas Peanuts Month, Halloween Safety Month, National Book Month, National Chili Month, National Cookie Month, National Dental Hygiene Month, National Pajama Month, National Pop Corn Poppin' Month, National Roller Skating Month, Eat Country Ham Month, National Seafood Month,
what
Frozen
does it do
Food
with
Month,
ham?
Spinach Lovers Month, Vegetarian Awareness Month. Today is World Vegetarian Day.
It's Vegetarian Awareness
yes.
Month.
Eat Ham
and
Month?
Country Ham Month.
Come on.
It is Older People's Day. Oh, it is International Kale Day. And it's International Music Day.
Doug, older people?
Yes.
What's our age
range? I don't know.
Older.
Should I have decorated for me?
I'm older.
Werther's. Werther's for everyone today.
Werther's for everyone. And a cooked goose.
Oh, man. It is Wednesday, October 1st, day one of our three-day share-a-thon.
Yeah.
Help support the station. We don't want to cram it down your throat, but we do need your help. We really do. So we're a listener-supported station. It's because of awesome people like you that call up and donate $30 a month to become a static fanatic. At 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Call us up.
Get some calls in early. I think we have operators standing by and they're not doing anything.
Yeah, dude, please give them a job. They need it.
They need it.
Yeah. In this economy, it's like, dude, they need a job.
And they're our bosses, and if nobody's calling, they're going to be mad at us for making them get up.
Like,
sort of.
Oh, well, obviously, you don't have the following you thought you did. Maybe we need to reevaluate this whole morning show thing.
They said if Donald Gennaro was not impressed and the investors weren't impressed, that they'd shut us down, John. That's what they said.
Board meeting tomorrow, too, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
Investors, CEO.
All right, guys. Make it happen. Give us a call. 1-866-730-4921.
That's 1-866-730-4921. Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Let's take a look at traffic. Looks like we do have an accident to report. I am refreshing to make sure. Yes, we do. There's an accident. The left lane is blocked. I-25 South at Gibson. Again, I-25 South at Gibson. The left lane is blocked due to an accident. I'm sure that will stack up as we keep going. Oh, look at this. Down south, there's another accident. Accident off to the side. I-25 north at Isleta exit. Exit. So south of the city, we've got an accident. And close to downtown, we've got accidents out there. Be careful. Construction I-25 in Paseo. We've got a frontage road. I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison is reduced to one lane. The on-ramp from I-25 at Jefferson is closed. And, of course, we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. The roadway reduced to two lanes. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. And if you're a fan of SoPo, getting some coffee, join us as a Static Fanatic. They have been kind enough to hook us up with some rad coupons, as well as Square Root Salon, Astro Zombies Comic Shop here in town, and Parchment's Bookstore. We want to hook you guys up as well. We are a listener-supported station. It's because of you that we're able to do the things we love to do. So if you'd please consider giving us a call. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921 to be a Static Fanatic. It's only $30 a month. I posted the details
at
Facebook. Link to everything. Come on, man.
Come on.
Support us. The phone number's up at our Facebook page if it's too fast for you. I do talk pretty quickly.
Well, I don't think we've had anybody call in yet.
I know.
Which is a bummer because normally people, at least a few people call in at the 6 o'clock hour.
We have none.
So I'm hoping that this isn't a giant failure.
Me too. We need support. As I said, we're a listener-supported station, so we truly depend on you to keep us going. If you love Static Radio, if you love what we're doing here, if you believe in it, then we're asking for $30 a month to be a Static Fanatic. We'll give you a gift bag back. You know what the cool thing is? Last time, half the people didn't even get their bags.
Yeah.
Because for them, it wasn't about that. It was just about being part of this ministry. So if that's you, please give us a call. We do have a cool bag to give you.
We do.
Yeah, dude. And we could use your help because, you know,
We're non-commercial, which means we can't do commercials. Ooh. We'd be fined buku bucks by the FCC. And so, yeah, not allowed to do that. So we do truly depend upon you. Maybe you're a local business and you need to get rid of some of that cash because all of your donations are tax deductible.
Yes.
So, yeah, dude, 1-866-730-4921. Speaking of the FCC and getting fined, sad news.
What happened?
Well, it's looking like the term is going to be banned from broadcast.
Good.
Yeah. The FCC's chairman said that the agency is considering a petition to issue sanctions against broadcast stations that use the term when referring to Washington, D.C.'s professional football team.
Gotcha.
Tom Wheeler said that the FCC will be looking at the petition. They'll be dealing with the issue on the merits, and they'll be responding accordingly. He personally believes that the term is offensive and derogatory. Now, the idea for punishing stations for using the word came about in a petition filed by George Washington University law professor earlier this month. He's challenging the license of team owner Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
And their radio station. He's got a radio station, WWXXFM, contends that the word is an offensive, demeaning, racial swear word.
Yep.
The FCC has authority to sanction stations for indecent or obscene content, mm-hmm. so a decision against the station would have ramifications across the entire sports world and us as we talk about, man, did you see that game last night?
Who
between
played?
The Cowboys and the... Yeah, it was crazy.
Watch out for those
yeah,
guys.
Man. The, they have a great defense.
RG3.
I'm telling you. Yeah, RG3. He's hurt still, man.
Oh,
looks
that's
like
so
Cousins
sad.
Is the quarterback of the... It's crazy.
Hey. You know what? I knew that it was wrong when Bob Costas told me it was.
Yes.
That's when I knew.
Gun control.
He used his eyes.
And football team names.
His eyes. He had the all-seeing eye for a minute, and mm-hmm. then he had two of them, mm-hmm. and then he left, but he came back later. And that's when I knew. I was like, he's got a point.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can see his point.
This is
but
crazy.
He got one.
This is crazy. Dan Snyder, the owner of the team, is like, hey, I'm keeping my team name. And there have been people on both sides saying, no, that's offensive. Mm-hmm. And then other Native Americans saying, no, we hold it as an honor. Now you can't even say it on broadcast, whatever, without getting fined. That's actually not yet. So I actually can say that the term we're talking about is the Washington Redskins.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
Hey, here's some celebratory news.
Yeah.
Now that you've freaking destroyed my virgin ears.
Sorry, man.
We got our first Static Fanatic.
Yeah!
Yeah!
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-4921.
Whoa!
Yeah, the term 866-730 is racially offensive. So, 1-4921. Thanks to the FCC, we can't even do commercials for us, and we can't even give the phone number. That's not true. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We're a listener-supported station. It's day one of our three-day share-a-thon.
I don't know. I'm so stoked we got our first Static Fanatic.
It only took an hour and 23 minutes, but we got one. Thanks, guys. We truly are listener-supported. We need your help. We're a non-commercial station. We're a non-profit station. So that being said, that's why you don't hear them Budweiser commercials and all those crazy
Let me tell you, if we could get them, we would air them. Because there's so much money in that crap. What?
Oh,
you got to be the hero that the station needs.
Not necessarily
not the one that it wants.
Because right.
I'll tell you what it wants. It wants a hero walking around with a cross necklace.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
I can't think right now. I just got thrown off.
I'm sorry. I used to work for Quantic Broadcast Corporation, a Native American station, a national Native news and Native America calling. I got to engineer produce those shows. And I remember the talks we would have about this team name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like divided.
It was
not
divided.
Not everybody thought it was super derogatory, but I will tell you, 99.9% did.
Yeah. Okay.
And so...
Well, then, what do you think? Justified? If people... I mean...
Well, the conversation was always that a mascot is usually an animal.
Yeah.
And so you were taking...
Oh, so equalizing.
You're taking a race, you're taking a group of people and putting them on the same level as a bulldog or a, you know, and I'd say, what about the Cowboys? Well, what about the Pirates? But then again, it was like, yeah, what about the Pirates? You're talking about taking our people and making them seem like savages, basically, is what it was. You're turning them into savages and a caricature. And
that's probably the key thing there is it's a caricature.
Right. So the Cowboys, it's actual, like, this goofy dude with a hat and he's got guns, you know. And then, you know, look at the Cleveland Indians. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm wondering how the Cleveland Indians with their mascot with the big red face and the
That'll probably be next.
Yeah.
That'll probably be next.
Yeah.
We just live in a different day and age.
Yes, we do.
So yes, do you think it's worth it to fight this kind of stuff for the people that are adamantly opposed?
Got me. Honestly, I remember having this conversation 18 times over when I was working at Quantic and understanding that side. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, mm-hmm. I'm waiting for like Irish dudes to come out of the woodwork and be like, hey, we're not all fighters. Hand me the scotch. I'm just kidding.
You sound just like him.
I do, man.
How'd you do that?
I just do. I'm so good at that.
Well, I think the difference would be.
Yeah.
And I guess you could make this argument for Irish people because there's definitely a history of oppression there.
Yeah.
So if you have a people that was oppressed by another group of people, I could see where there would be kind of a soft spot there. It's like, hey, because you guys used to basically call us and treat us like animals. You know, you thought that we were less than you.
Savages.
Yeah.
Is the term that, yeah.
I mean, we used to like, it was like genocide in the early days of America. You know, it's like, oh, well, this is our land even though it's theirs. Because God gave it to us. So we're just going to kill them.
This land is our land. This land is our land.
It is not your land. So I understand. But and see, that's why I'm kind of like out of the whole thing. Because
we were talking about this week. Because we saw a Laguna police officer?
Yeah.
And I was telling you about the fact that, I mean, it's sovereign nation, sovereign land. They're
self-governed.
And so I learned a lot of that when I started working at Quantic Broadcast Corporation. There was a lot I didn't know. I was ignorant to a lot of things. And so when this first came about, I didn't get it, but I understood later, you know? So I don't know. 505-338-3700, the phone number. The word Redskins is potentially going to be banned by the FCC. They're looking at a petition right now that would ban the term Redskin from broadcast. So we couldn't say it on the radio without a potential fine from the FCC. That means that Sunday Night Football, you know, or whenever, couldn't talk about it. And a lot of people watch Sunday Night Football. I didn't realize that. I looked at the top 20 TV shows for this last week. Big Bang Theory, you know, it's like one of the highest rated shows in the world. 18.24 million people watched it.
Wow.
Came in second to the New Orleans Saints at Dallas game.
Waiting all day for a Sunday night.
22.68 million
That's
viewers.
Incredible.
By far the number one TV show of the entire week was Sunday Night Football.
Number one broadcast.
So, obviously, people care about their football. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this challenge if they're going to force Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, to change the team name. Mm. Man, I don't know, man. We shall see. We shall see. Coming up, Comics Corner in the 8 o'clock hour. Astro Zombies has been wonderful enough to hook us up with a 20% off gift card for everybody who donates to the Static Share-a-thon and becomes a Static Fanatic. $30 a month, that's what we're looking for.
Come on, guys. Make it happen.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Couple minutes early, but we'll go ahead and take a look.
Heck yeah!
We have an accident to report south of the city, off to the side, I-25 north at Isleta exit. Maybe they were late for the Kings of Leon show.
Ooh!
I don't know. But anyway, there's an accident there. It looks like the accident that happened earlier around Gibson and I-25 has been cleared, but traffic is still a little bit of slow go around there. 40 eastbound is starting to stack up with your typical morning drive traffic. So have your cup of coffee at the ready. But pay attention to what you're doing, because you don't want to have an accident. That'll just make you late for work, and you'll be mad about everything. I-25 and Paseo is under construction. Hopefully you know about it. If not, then you have terrible, terrible powers of observation. You've probably been living under a rock. What have you been doing under that rock by yourself? If you got any friends, get some. Also, road construction, roadway reduced one lane. I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison. The on-ramp is closed. I-25 North at Jefferson. And we have road construction, roadway reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And speaking of Solomon's Porch, they teamed up with us along with Parchments, Square Root Salon, Astro Zombies. We got some cool stuff for our static swag bags. And you might be wondering what a static swag bag is. That is a gift, my friend.
It's pretty cool.
It's for everyone who calls into our Share-a-thon and donates. $30 a month. We're looking for monthly supporters. We're a listener-supported station. It costs roughly $350,000, right, a year?
Yes. It's so much money, guys. It's more money than we'll ever see in our lives.
Pretty much.
So help us see it.
Yeah, help us see it. We need your support. 1-866-730-4921 to become a static fanatic. $30 a month.
Break it down.
Total. It's more than that. I'm wrong. It's $600,000.
$600,000.
Because it's
okay.
About $50,000. It's a little less than $50,000 a month.
Okay, well then it's way, way more money.
Way more than I... Yeah, sorry.
But break it down. It's super easy, guys. You go without a couple of things a week and then boom.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You probably spend, we've said this before, you probably spend $1.50 on some type of soda a day.
Yep.
If you get rid of that,
yeah,
that's like...
One less soda a day?
One less soda a day. Man. How much is that? So $1.50 times 30. Do your math.
Okay, 45.
It's probably $45.
It's 45.
Around $45.
Not around.
Boom.
It is 45.
So, well, we're giving, giving or taking.
Because $1 times 30 is
30, we're
and
or
then
taking.
Half of that is 15, so 45.
But I don't know how much Cokes cost in the Coke machine.
But
they could be $1.25.
So 43
they could be
$1.50.
They could be $1.75.
We're really,
if you go,
we're trying to get as accurate as possible.
If you go to the freaking Isleta Amphitheater, they cost you your car.
Okay, we were there last week and watching Kings of Leon, and we stood in line because my kids were with me, and they were like, I need some water. And we're like, we're going to go get you some water. $5 a pop for a bottled water, for the little bottled water. And as I'm standing in line, I'm looking at the menu. A beer.
Yeah, a
was
beer.
$15.
Oh, my God.
And I was shocked because I got three bottled waters, which was $15 for three bottled waters. That was the same price as a beer there. Mm-hmm. I was losing my mind simply because, you know, the bottled water was like $1.50 probably at the gas station.
Yeah, and I was losing my mind because I only brought $12. What are you supposed to do in that situation? Tell me, Joan. Here's the deal, though. But if you think about it little ways like that, then you've totally got more than enough. If you sign
Absolutely.
Up to be $30 a month and you cut out Cokes for the month, boom. You got $45.
Absolutely.
So you got extra. You can go see a movie.
There you go.
Almost.
We need your support. We're a listener-supported station. We do depend on this in order to keep our ministry afloat. So if you would like to see Static Radio continue on into 2015 and do great things, 1-866-730-4921. Quick shout-out to Village Pizza, located at 4266 Corrales Road, for being our food sponsor today, rocking some lunch for us. I've never had it, but I'm excited because Dougie Fresh, our producer, I called and I was like, hey, Steve-O from Static Radio. And he's like, hey, I'm the manager and I listen to you because I went to high school with that Doug guy.
Doug!
I'm like, that Doug guy's our producer. Thanks, Village Pizza.
I'm so glad you went to high school, Doug.
Me too, man, because I hear great things.
It's okay.
Village Pizza, 4266 Corrales Road. That's in Corrales, New Mexico, where my wife wants to move someday when we're retired and somehow have come into a lot of money.
Miracles happen every
day. They do.
Day. We need a miracle.
866-730-4921. Call, be a static fanatic. We need your help. Okay.
Come on, people, now.
We mentioned this earlier. I wanted to come back to this. An NFL football team, you know, it's been back and forth. People wanting them to change their name. And Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington, says,
yes,
I will not change my name. You can't stop me from saying. And we're like, We can't say it on the radio because the FCC could fine us. They can't yet.
They can't stop you, but they can stop us.
That's right. Apparently, a lawsuit was filed by a law professor, John Banzaff. Earlier this month, he's challenging the license of team owner Dan Snyder's WWXXFM radio station. Contends that the word is an offensive, demeaning racial swear word. So the FCC is jumping in. They have the authority to sanction stations for indecent or obscene content. So if they deem the term Redskin to be racially offensive, then stations will begin to be fined for using that term. Yes, that includes all sports talk radio stations. So it's interesting. Now, you had a question. We live in New Mexico.
Yes.
One of the most diverse states in our union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally true.
So the Albuquerque Journal, our publication here, our newspaper,
yes.
Because it's 2014, everybody reads the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know, I do. I go and I steal somebody's newspaper and read it every day.
There you go. Well, they did a journal flash poll for the term Redskin. Okay. Should the Washington Redskins change their name? 71%. What do you think they said? The options were keep the name, change the name, or not sure.
Not sure.
71% said keep the name.
Keep it.
Keep the name. I was a little surprised by this.
Yeah.
18% said change the name. 11% said not sure. This is in Albuquerque with the Albuquerque Journal. There was no statistically significant difference in opinions among Hispanic, Anglo, or Native American voters surveyed in the poll.
Hmm.
New Mexico voters, for the most part, 71% said keep the name.
Okay.
That's interesting.
This is what I...
So, I don't know.
I don't speak into these things... Mostly because of where I'm from.
Right.
So, like,
you're very sensitive when it comes to stuff like
yeah,
this. You really are.
Probably overly sensitive. I understand. I just don't.
But I think it's better to be overly sensitive than not have any thought or care about these things and offend someone.
When it comes to things like this, I don't mind being overly sensitive about it because I'd rather. I mean, I'm from Mississippi, so when you hear that, there's mm-hmm. one thing that gets assumed.
Right.
You're a racist.
Right.
You know, because it's just like. Whenever people hear the word Christian, they're like, you hate gay people. It's hand in hand.
Right.
You know? So, which neither is true. No, Doug. Neither is true.
It's not true, Doug. It's not true, Doug.
And so
sit
I'm,
back down. You're
these,
okay.
These situations, I'm kind of like, hey, whatever they decide, I'm cool with.
Right.
Which that's just my policy when it comes to this stuff. But I was saying maybe the difference is because when you have, like, we brought up, like, the Fighting Irish. You have the Florida State Seminoles.
Yeah.
You have the Trojans mm-hmm. in different parts of the world. And I think the difference is those aren't terms that were used in a derogatory way originally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It would kind of be like if you had a team called... And I don't. The funny thing is I don't think white people really care about racial stuff, but that's because of our very oppressive and horrible history.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like we're getting our just desserts. And hopefully, it's kind of like, not saying that we are, because I'm not racist,
right.
But I've never had somebody come up and call me a honky and like a mean, because number, I would laugh
well,
at
the funny
him.
Thing is, my son's name is Jack. His
yeah.
nickname, Cracker Jack.
Right, Cracker,
but
that's
it
another.
Usually gets slowed down or like shortened, so we'll be out at the grocery store somewhere like Cracker and he is the whitest blonde-haired blue-eyed kid, and then I have to stop and go, wait, I don't want to offend anyone. His nickname is Cracker Jack. I apologize
yeah.
if I just offended all white people
because
yeah. I called him Cracker.
So my whole thing is maybe the difference with this was a derogatory term. This was a term that was used to demean and say that they were not the same as us.
Or
in,
was
in
it?
A lesser way. Yeah.
Here's the question, though. Growing up as a child
uh-huh.
in Bible Sunday school.
Yeah.
Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Yeah.
Red and yellow, black and white.
Yeah.
They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Totally. You're identifying colors. I'm talking about people that would go out into the plains and murder them and
what?
Do it under
no,
the name.
No, but we're talking about the term red skin.
Yeah.
Right? And so when we're little kids and we're singing the song, nowadays, probably can't sing that song, right?
I don't know.
Because the colors were the races. Red, yellow,
yeah.
black and white, the different, you know?
I know, but when you're in Sunday school, you're not singing a derogatory song. What I'm saying was the intention of them calling them that.
Calling them the Washington Redskins?
Or not the football team. The original, go back, the original term.
Right.
It was derogatory. It was, you're not as good as me.
Right.
And so I think there's a past of that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why it would be justifiable to get rid of it.
To get rid of it and say, hey, man, not okay. Which is weird that, again, the Cleveland Indians, their mascot is a red-faced, you know, Native American dude with a little feather in his cap. And it's like, how is that still around and yet people are attacking the word redskin? You know, I don't know. I don't know. Obviously, two little white dudes over here talking about it. We would love some phone calls. 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey, it's Leonard.
Hey, Leonard.
Hey, has anyone looked up the definition in the dictionary of a redskin?
No.
No.
That's
it actually says it's a disparaging and offensive term.
Wow.
All right.
According to Webster's dictionary.
Yeah. So just by that, you could say that they should not be using it.
Right.
There you go.
I like that. Thanks, Leonard.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Have a good day.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about, the latest from the Washington Redskins. The term redskin might be banned from broadcast TV. The FCC has the authority to sanction stations for indecent or obscene content. Of course, we bow to the FCC because they could shut us down.
Totally.
Which is why, as a non-commercial station, we don't run commercials saying, hey, go buy this.
Yeah.
Hey, this great product here.
Woo.
We can say thank yous to businesses like Astro Zombies, who sponsor Comics Corner coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We can thank them for their support of our ministry and our station. But we can't say, you know, best whatever in town. We can't do that. We're non-commercial. We could get fined by the FCC, which is why we need your support during the Share-a-thon. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. And call us up. Lend your support. We got phone lines jammed here, which is good, because we would love your help on this, because I don't know.
I think I have a counterpoint, too, to the... But anyway, go ahead.
Static!
Hey, what's up?
Hey!
All right, you guys still talking about Redskins, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I think what the Journal did was pretty cool as far as asking everybody. But if the people it would offend are with it, I think keep the name. But if enough people are, you know, offended by it, that causing you know, hurt, pain, I mean, there's no reason to keep it. Like, I was thinking that if there's a football team called, like, I don't know, Wonder Bread or something like that, if that would offend, you know, white people, then they should remove it.
I think I would root for Wonder Bread.
here's my thing. Here's my thing too.
Thank you for the call.
It's not just a color thing, because you singing the Sunday school song made me think. It's like, well, yeah. I mean, we're identifying colors, but we would never call a sports team the Blackskins,
right?
Ever,
right?
And that's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. 505-338-3700. What's interesting, Brian Sandroff, the president of research and polling nationally, was talking about the poll taken here in New Mexico for New Mexican voters, and Hispanic, Anglo, and Native American voters were surveyed, and there wasn't a difference. As he was saying, hey, maybe if it's offensive to this culture, but culturally speaking, 71% in New Mexico said they should keep the name Washington Redskins. It's weird, because then you see what's going on nationally, and it's become a huge ordeal. So, 505-338-3700, we'd love you to chime in. Static!
Come out!
Oh, me?
Yeah!
This call, I'm from Truces. I'm mixed about it, because I was talking to my mom about it, because me and mom were African-American, we're black. And one of the things that we were thinking about is I know that it was used derogatorily. But the other side of it is that's almost as though they're taking the very first physical observation, and it becomes a derogatory term.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like if you were looking at somebody, you wouldn't call somebody Asian yellow skin, but because of their skin tone is close to yellow, we still will use yellow as a way to describe them. It's not that. The color issue, I don't find that an issue. You know, it's like it'd be like you're saying, like you wouldn't call a team black skin,
But at the same time, though, I don't see that as bad. It'd be different if you were like, we wouldn't call the team the Black Faces, you know, because it's a whole, because Black Faces is a whole different.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Totally get what you're saying.
Right. And so, because my mom's a Redskins fan, and so she's not seeing why the team is fencing any as much, I guess.
Right.
And as I said, that's coming from, you know, no minority looking at it and saying, hey, you know what, there's a lot worse things that you could be called than by true physical features.
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Thank you.
Right, yeah, man. Thanks, man.
Yeah, this debate, obviously, we're not going to solve it today, but it shows an interesting side. Team owner Daniel Snyder obviously has said he's refused to change the name. He believes it's honoring Native American skin tone. He says that some feel that changing the Washington Redskins name is taking political correctness to a new level, while others feel that words or symbols that are considered racially offensive to some should be eliminated from the public discourse, which just goes to show that words mean different things to different people.
Yep. You know? And it's all context. It's just like we've talked about here.
Yeah.
I grew up in a very, like, well, it's Mississippi, so you can imagine. There were real racist people around me.
Yeah, see, and I grew up where I'm half Hispanic. My first language was Spanish, but I say as the white kid, the minority. You know, growing up in Las Vegas, New Mexico, it was us little white kids that were picked on because we were the minority there. Uh-huh. So it's interesting. We're like complete opposites.
Yeah, there is a drastic difference between
New Mexico, somebody who's just
in that trees, but another thing. See, where you guys don't have trees, we didn't have running water. the thing was, you could always tell somebody that was just trying to fit in,
right?
You know, being cool,
yeah,
as opposed to somebody who was being raised in a racist environment where they literally believed that group of people was less and didn't deserve anything and were to be treated as animals.
Yeah.
So that would be my thing, is if there are genuinely people out there that really feel that that's what that is, then I don't see anything wrong with throwing the term away. Because from a Christian standpoint, we shouldn't put up a stumbling block.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not going to sit here and defend a football team name, you know, if there is somebody that's really being offended, quote, stumbling over the whole thing.
Right.
You know, and that's a Christian standpoint, though. We're talking about political correctness, because in our world, it's overkill most of the time. It's like, oh, you got offended? Okay, we'll never say it again. I'm sorry. We're going to fine them.
And it's true. And that's the flip side of the coin, is anybody at any time, we have some sensitive friends.
Mm. You can choose offended.
Absolutely.
You can choose
by anything and everything.
Yeah.
The wind sways the opposite direction, and all of a sudden you're offended by this or that.
Yeah.
So I think there is some oversensitivity to things. I'm not saying that about this.
Gotcha.
But I think we can, as a society, totally overly politically correct, where to a fault we can't say this. For example, a good friend of ours is starting up a new talk, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that Myers
Happy Hour
doing.
God Talk.
Happy Hour God Talk. I saw the thing yesterday, and I was like, awesome. And then I read the little tag, and I was like, I could have chosen to be offended easily. Mm-hmm. I know Dave Myers' heart, and I know him, because it was I think the term was that no one has cornered the market on truth.
Mm-hmm.
No one. And it's like, well, I don't believe that, because Jesus is the way, the truth. Like, he is truth. That there is truth. There is what is real, what is reality, what is true, and what is just our ideas. I think I could have chosen to be offended by that because I don't believe or agree with that. However, I know his heart and I know what he was trying to say, so I don't take offense to something like that. But I could see where I was waiting for the homeschool whoever person to immediately go on the attack and say, hey, no!
Yeah.
Jesus!
Sometimes I think as Christians, we take it a little too far, and it's almost like God can't defend himself.
Right.
You know? Which I understand. I'm not saying you're not to make a stand, because that's stupid. Obviously, that's stupid.
Coming up next week, the in-defense classes here at Calvary.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
Absolutely.
Because that's dumb.
Right. And we are going through a school of ministry right now.
Yeah.
You and I are both learning and equipping ourselves for those very reasons.
In this world, it's important to learn more and more about what you believe and why you believe it. So yeah. that you can know why you believe it, and that way you can stand up for it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not like God's up there saying, did you get them back?
Right.
Did you get them back for me? Did you?
Yeah.
He's not doing that.
Oh,
in
man.
Fact, he loves that person just as much as he loves you, Mr. Yeah. Defender.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. It's incredible. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we have Comics Corner. We'd love to keep this conversation going, though. 505-338-3700. Quick reminder, it is day one of our three-day Share-a-thon. We're a listener-supported station. If you love this ministry, if you love what we're doing, if you would like to keep it going, please become a Static Fanatic. It's $30 a month, and you can lend your support and help us keep
please
the gospel going.
And we love
these
our
conversations.
Job.
We really do.
We
I
were
love
up in the hot air balloon. Steve-O was freaking out.
Being a little.
And it was like, I love our job. this is the best job, right?
I wouldn't die.
We have the best job.
Oh,
and I was like, we do, man.
Yeah.
We do. Oh, we're going to crash.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We good. Quick break, right back. We got Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, one of our sponsors of the Share-a-thon as well. So if you'd like to get a hookup with a local comic shop, that's another way to lend your support. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Austin Morning Party.
Good morning.
On Static Radio.
Traffic is happening right now. 100% chance of that being true. There's traffic all around the ABQ, and it has a lot to do with you. 1-866-730-4921 for more information on fantastic puns.
Nice.
You're welcome. I-25 in Paseo is stacked up because of all the construction, and I'll tell you right now, if you're Paseo eastbound, you're going to be going a little slow, as per the usual typical morning commute. Also, the frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison running along I-25 is reduced to one lane. The on-ramp I-25 north in Jefferson is closed, and there is construction. Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard southwest, the roadway reduced to two lanes. We still have an accident off to the side, I-25 north at Isleta. And I-40 eastbound is a nightmare. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Village Pizza, 4266 Corrales Road in Corrales, New Mexico. Phone number is 898-0045. That's 898-0045. Or villagepizzacorrales.com. Thanks to Village Pizza for hooking up lunch today. For the Share-a-thon.
Hooking it up.
It is day one of our three-day Share-a-thon. And some rad local businesses like Village Pizza, Firehouse Subs,
mm-hmm.
jumping on and helping support this year ministry. And another great one.
Yes.
Our boys at Astro Zombies doing something special for everybody who calls in and signs up to be a Static Fanatic. We got a Static swag bag.
Swag.
It's hard to say, man.
Swag.
Static swag bag.
Swaggy swag.
And in there, there's coupons, there's gift cards.
We got
all kinds of cool stuff. We got coupes.
We got coupes, y'all.
So if you would like to sign up, 1-866-730-4921. It is day one of our three-day Share-a-thon. We're looking for $30 monthly donors to help keep us going. You know, the lump sums are cool when somebody calls in and is like, I'm going to give you $100.
Yeah.
That's cool. But you know what? The monthly donations go a long way because we have bills month in and month out, and we only do a Share-a-thon every 6 months.
We're just like that annoying Christian homeschool girl in college. We're looking for some commitment. 1-866-730-4921. You can also report your complaints directly to my boss if you call that number.
That's right. Our bosses, Joan, Maria, and DJ Bossman Dan, are all manning the phone. So if you'd like to just complain about us, 1-866-730-4921. Have your credit card number ready when you call to complain, and they'll totally take your complaint. It's totally $30 a month. That's
yeah.
it. And you can
that's all it
all.
Is the complaint. You
that's
can complain literally as much
Man,
as you want.
Absolutely.
$30 a month for this station.
How much does it cost to pay attention? $30 a month.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's all we need.
1-866-730-4921. Are you ready to do this segment?
Yeah.
Favorite segment of the week, y'all.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Lemonhead.
Hey, the comic's going around. I really want to read them because they're really, really cool.
Let's
do it.
One, two, three, four.
comments corner.
Yeah.
Sorry, my mouth is stuffed with lemon heads.
Oh, man.
The Share-a-thon always reminds me of road trips because you eat like crap. You know when you're going on road trips and it's like, I'm going to stop at the gas station. What do I want to get for the next 12 hours on the road? Some Gatorade, some Coca-Cola, probably some lemon heads, some Nerds, maybe some Skittles. Need some chocolate when I get tired and my tongue's numb from all the candy. Maybe some Snickers.
Y'all, Snickers is all right. Hey, it's time for Comments Corner. Yeah. And we have a huge week, literally at the store yesterday, at Astro Zombies, who sponsors this segment, underwriting us like some bosses. We have bosses in the other room.
We really do.
So I'm watching my words. Not so well. Pick it up, Mateo. Do better. Just do better, okay? Need your job.
Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast here in Albuquerque. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800, the phone number. We were there yesterday.
We were.
And we were in tears.
We really did.
Because we were thinking about the second mortgage we needed to take out.
Third at this point. This was a huge week, not only for Marvel, but DC as well. You didn't even get Ninja Turtles from
IDW.
I
didn't even get Ninja Turtles or 2099 because I couldn't afford it because I was already at my quota for weekly comics because, guys, it costs us money.
Yeah, and that's why we especially thank Astro Zombies because they help us out.
They really do.
They throw some stuff our way.
So that we can read them, review them.
In the form of books for review.
Prepare for Comics Corner today. Where do you want to start? There's so much.
So much. We can go with wherever you want to go.
We got a bunch of DC this week. Wow.
Let's do DC first. It's DC. Alphabetical. Why not?
It is alphabetical. Thank you, sir. Oh, this week for DC, we got some new releases.
Yeah.
Grayson number 3 this week. Dude, this book is awesome. Grayson follows Dick Grayson. He is Nightwing. He was the first Robin.
Yeah.
Now he's a super spy.
Ooh.
And issue 3 releases today. And it's continuing on this really rad journey. I forget that people overseas know who he is. He's an undercover agent using his real name. He goes by Agent 37 in the field. But everybody knows he's Dick Grayson. The cool thing is nobody cares. Like somebody keeps calling him Wing Knight and whatever. And you
Wing
know,
Knight.
Like,
hey, Wing
like,
Knight,
whatever.
Get over here.
Yeah.
But the Bat family has no idea.
No idea that he's alive.
Not even Alfred.
No one knows he's alive except Batman. So he's across the pond being a super secret spy, taking people out. And
well, here's a question.
Yes.
Is it not Batman Incorporated? Are there not Batmen all over the world?
There are, but this is a super secret agency that he's working for, so nobody knows who he is.
Okay.
On the field, he's Agent 37, and he's like masked and, you know. Think Mission Impossible. You know what I mean? He's got different face things going on. It's super espionage heavy. There was some adult-ish stuff going on in this comic, so I was like, whoa, rated T for teen. I don't know, man.
Rated T for teen.
Felt a little, I don't know, because there's another teen plus, you know, it's like.
Teen plus.
I felt like Grayson should have been a teen plus at least.
Really?
So, yes.
Dude, I didn't read Justice League.
There was some sensual stuff going on in there. Yeah, Grayson was good.
Okay.
Justice League. Jeff Johns keeping it going. The Lex Luthor Bruce Wayne partnership.
Takes
it to a new level this month. Lex Luthor has discovered that Bruce Wayne is Batman. Wait, what?
Oh, no!
Spoiler! Bruce Wayne is Batman!
Oh, no, y'all.
Yeah. Lex Luthor knows. He helped save the universe from bad guys from another dimension, so now he's like, I want to be a member of the Justice League. And this is the issue where it all kind of comes together, because if you notice the cover, Captain Cold and Lex Luthor are just kind of kicking it with the Justice League. So
what does that mean?
What does that mean for the future? We don't know. Power Ring also heavy in this issue. She's a character who is kind of overtaken by this evil ring from another universe, and there's a lot of rad themes going on in Justice League right now. Redemption. Can you trust Lex Luthor? He's a villain, and now he wants to be a good guy because he saw how it felt and wants to do good, but nobody trusts him for good reason. He's Lex Luthor, and so you kind of don't know whether he's really good or if he's trying to plan something. There's some serious developments that happen in Justice League 34.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Excellent, excellent issue this week. Brand new series to DC this week, Lobo.
Lobo.
He is an alien bounty hunter, if you will, and he was always like this comic book that I wasn't allowed to read.
He was always like a Son of Anarchy comic book.
Absolutely.
Funny guy.
He was wearing like biker leather, and he always had a cigar in his mouth and some whiskey and saying bad words. And my mom was like, "Nope, you are not reading that comic.
You cannot read Lobo."
And so I was never allowed to read Lobo growing up for good reason, because he's a, like I said, an alien bounty hunter that kills people.
Mm-hmm.
This issue actually kicks off with that version of Lobo in the comic. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh,
because Lobo looks completely different.
Yeah, this is a new Lobo. This
it's
is
a
new
whole
52
new character.
Lobo.
It's Colin Bunn who writes Magneto and Sinestro. Now he's writing Lobo. Apparently he's really good at kind of villains, but
he needs
not
to write Mateo.
I like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Magneto, Mateo. Sinestro, Lobo.
Mateo. The villain.
And Steve-O.
No, just Mateo.
But
Mateo,
we met Colin Bunn.
Mateo and Donatello.
Colin Bunn, the writer for Lobo and Magneto and Sinestro, we actually had a chance to talk to him at Astro Zombies. Really, really nice guy.
Yeah, he was really nice.
Writing a lot of villains, but a real sweet dude, and talked a lot about what goes into his writings. And this book is very, very interesting. Again, this one's rated Teen Plus because he is a bounty hunter and his job is to go take out bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
So think Dexter, but not as evil.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. It was good.
Interesting.
I enjoyed it.
That sounds
I was glad
cool.
I picked it up. Last DC book for me this week, Swamp Thing 35.
Swamp.
You know what loves me some Swamp Thing.
Swamp.
This was fantastic.
Yeah.
For those that think Swamp Thing is really stupid, which is probably most of you.
Yeah.
He's basically vegetation.
It's like the happening personified.
He's the happening. He is the happening.
He is the haps, man.
He's the avatar of the green, the earth. He's the protector of all
Ooh.
Green life.
Blech.
And then you've got the red, which is like animals.
Chili.
And it's like Sarah McLachlan. She's the avatar of the red, and she sings Angel all the time and gets you to adopt cats like an idiot. And then there's the rot, which is like the decay and death, and there's an avatar of that. And so,
like what Indiana left on your carpet last night.
Yes. Yes, that stupid, stupid dog. If anybody wants a dog, 1-866-730-4921.
$30 a month.
Give you my dog for $30 a month to this ministry.
Yeah!
I hate that dog right now.
No, you don't.
I do. He jumped the cinder block wall again.
Of course
he
did.
He was waiting up the street for Chrissy this morning. I was like, dog, you live in our backyard. Stop hopping our extremely high fence.
You
we
named
now
him
have
Indiana.
To, ugh.
He's seen the movies.
Indiana. Yeah.
Let
dummy
go.
Dog. Anyways,
Swamp Thing. The Machine.
There's a new avatar. There's been the Earth and the animals and then the rot. And now there's a new sentient being.
Oh,
it's the Machine.
The Machine.
And the Machine doesn't necessarily care. It's just a program. And it wants to do things well and more efficiently. And let me help you do things efficiently. Is it good or bad? We have no idea.
Ooh.
Or do we?
Sounds like Ultron.
It's absolutely incredible.
Ultron.
I really enjoyed it because it kind of took Swamp Thing to a different level, because it's just been like, you know, earthy and whatever. Now it's like, now we're going to bring in some technology and see how you handle this.
How funny if it was like the Machine next issue said, and now the rise of my kin, the internet. And it was the internet. He was like, it's me.
Well, it was really interesting. The avatar at one point needed to speak to Swamp Thing, so he sent an alert over the internet, over television, over everywhere, because he controls all
okay.
things, and said that like this hurricane was heading to
Ooh.
Louisiana, clears out Louisiana, basically, so that they could have some alone time. And it's like, you can't do that! You can't scare people. And it's like, but nothing's really happening, because it doesn't have morals, because it's a machine. So
gotcha.
It just wants to make the Earth work more efficiently.
Look at all these yeah. Marvels. We have a ginormously huge stack of Marvel comics this week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And this is not even all of the ones that came out.
Yeah. It was a big week.
This was a big week.
I also picked up a trade.
He did. He got a trade that we...
Image Comics.
Yeah, it's
Jason
Image.
Aaron. Southern Bad Guys.
Southern Bad
Southern
Words.
Southern Dudes Without Dads.
Yeah. Southern Bad Words.
It was a crazy read, but anyways. All right. Marvel? Should we move on to Marvel?
Let's do it. Guys, tons of stuff. You're going to need to talk about this one because you know the background.
Already. Yeah.
So we'll start with that. We'll start with the ones I got. I got Spider-Man 2099, Moon Knight... and Miracle Man. You guys know I love these comics.
You do.
Miracle Man is... Okay, so we talked about this back in the past. Miracle Man was a ripoff of Superman. Mm-hmm. This is real life. This is not Marvel Earth. This is actual where you're living right now, reality Earth. Marvel Man was a ripoff of Superman from some guy over in the UK trying to make money. His strip ran back in like the 50s and 60s, I think, and then got canceled when he ran out of money. Then, in the 80s, you had this string of young writers resurrect Marvel Man, who is now called Miracle Man because of copyright crap, but Marvel owns it, so I guess they could really call him whatever they want to.
But there's Captain Marvel already, and it's like so confusing.
There's Mar-Vell. Ugh. There's a Captain Marvel on both sides. You know, because Shazam used to be called Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
It's tons of stuff. Anyway, Miracle Man is what we get. And you had, okay, who was it? Alan Moore, Neil Gaiman, who's the other guy? Grant Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
So these are up-and-coming writers back in the 80s that wrote this little-known comic called Miracle Man. And what they did was they took this old rip-off hero and totally flipped the switch and made him completely relevant and changed the game. Alan Moore wrote Watchmen, right? It was Alan Moore. Yep. Watchmen is probably my favorite comic of all time.
Wow.
I love that comic.
Alan Moore changed Swamp Thing. He's the dude that decided, hey, instead of it being actually Alec Holland, let's make it the Avatar of the Green, and that it wasn't really... Alan Moore is like... a big name.
Trippy. Mm-hmm. Trippy writing. And that's exactly what he did with Miracle Man. That's why every issue of Miracle Man says mature content. So you had book one of Miracle Man, which was kind of the beginning of like where he came from. And then there was a book two where a big major thing happened that I'm not going to say because it'll ruin it. Mm-hmm. And we've entered into book three. And if I remember correctly, this is where Neil Gaiman came along and picked it up. The writing style is different, and I'm pretty sure this is Neil Gaiman... like where, because it's the beginning of book three.
Right.
And because of copyright stuff, all of the reprints, because Marvel's just reprinting these old issues now.
And making new covers.
Yeah, they're making a killing. And it just
says,
why they're Marvel. By the original writer.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, but I'm pretty sure this is Neil Gaiman. It's a different style. It's still trippy, but it's more like, like otherworldly. And that's totally like he did Sandman and he did all these different things. And it's that style. But anyway, we're here with Miracle Man. There's a baby in the mix. There's a there's a Miracle Woman coming out of nowhere.
What?
It's all this. It's heavy. It's got a mature content label on it. So
Miracle Dog shows up.
There used to be a Miracle Dog.
Miracle Grow.
Miracle Grow is the green.
It's the Avatar. That's Swamp
Thing. That's Swamp Thing. You're getting them mixed up. But seriously, it's got a mature content sticker up top. And it's got a parental advisory for strong language and content sticker down at the bottom, both on the front page. So you got to watch out for that. Interestingly enough, Grant Morrison, who's another huge comic writer, wrote a Miracle Man story back in the 80s, and it totally got scrapped because Alan Moore was like, no, you can't write it. That's my baby. This was before Alan Moore quit writing
it. Alan Moore would make like Watchmen.
Yeah.
And then it was like, no, you can't add on to that.
Yeah.
That's my completed work.
Yeah, he's like, that's
I'm an
my
artist.
Stuff. That's me.
But a writer, so not an artist.
Yes.
But a writing artist.
That's my art that I wrote.
Yeah.
So anyway, Grant Morrison wrote a story. It never got published. They found it. Marvel, like, sought him out and said, do you still have that story? Because he had, like, vaguely referenced it in an interview a few years back. How he had written this Miracle Man story that never got published. They found it. And the first new Miracle Man story is going to be in the Miracle Man annual that comes out next month.
Wow.
So I am very excited. Very excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be the same kind of stuff. It's a fantastic story. It discusses these really deep themes. But again, parental content, parental advisory. It's not for kids in any way, shape, form.
Which is interesting because it is Comics Corner. And it's funny, 50% of the book's out now.
Yep.
60%? I don't know. A lot of the books are really geared more towards adults.
They're trying to make it legit.
Yeah. Again, thanks to Astro Zombies, 3100 Central, for sponsoring this segment. Of course, Astro Zombies been involved with us for a long time now and helping you as a listener if you would like to support our ministry. We're a listener-supported station. 1-866-730-4921. That's the phone number. You can call up, become a static fanatic. That means you're going to donate monthly.
Woo!
$30 a month. That's what we're looking for. And you'll get an Astro Zombies gift
what is it called? A coupon?
Yeah, it's a coupon.
Yeah.
We got coops.
That you can go turn in at Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. You can find out all the details, by the way, at mystaticradio.com or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can get the phone number there. But please call. Help us out.
Do it. The next book I want to talk about is Moon Knight, number 8. You need to read this.
I do. I didn't read last month's Brian Wood. I need to read 7.
New writer Brian Wood, new artist Jordi Belair, I think, and Greg Smallwood's playing a role. I don't know what he's doing. But this is, this comic is great. We are talking about, and it's picking up. It's starting to do like an arc that I was hoping for. Because Warren Ellis wrote the first 6 issues, and they were all one-shot issues. Like, this happened, this happened,
this
happened.
It was almost like a serial TV show. Where it was like,
it's kind of like Dexter, too. It, like you were saying, Lobo's like Dexter. This is kind of like Dexter. It reminded me of Dexter a lot. But anyway, we're getting into a story. This guy is crazy. He's got multiple personality whatever. Mm-hmm. So he has 4 different people living in his head, and it references it constantly. There's a great thing in here where he tells a policeman that he's working with to call his doctor. He's like, if you need more info on me, just give my doctor a call. She'll be able to help you out. She'll tell you everything you need to know. And then later he's like, did you call my doctor? And he says, yes. She told me everything I needed to know.
Nice.
So it's pretty crazy. Yeah. Moon Knight is a great book. Another book I got this week, Spider-Man 2099, number 4. Fantastic. Fantastic. Miguel O'Hara is trapped in 2014. He's from 2099, and he gets in all these crazy misadventures.
And it's Peter David, the original writer of Spider-Man 2099, the creator, inventor of said character.
Yes.
Had a chance to meet that guy at Astro Zombies. He also writes X Factor. And man, really, really rad dude.
Great.
So I'm excited that he's back to 2099 because when he was here a couple years ago, we were talking Spider-Man 2099. Had him sign the first issue ever.
Yeah.
You know? And we were talking about it. You could tell he still had a love for Miguel and wanted to bring that character back.
That's
but
cool.
It was not happening at the time. So.
And now it totally is, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Speaking of making a comeback, let's talk about
Guardians. Yeah, dude. Guardians 3000, issue 1 today. Because of the fact that there are 147 comics releasing today. Didn't have a chance to read through Guardians 1 yet. But I will say this. It's not Groot, Rocket Raccoon. It's not Star-Lord. It's the original Guardians. So back in the day, they created Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning.
Andy Lanning, yeah.
Created these characters, and it was like, these are these crazy characters, and they're cool, and then let's hone these in, and let's do a different time period, because it was the year 3014 AD.
Woo.
So these were the Guardians. These are the real ones. In fact, Yondu, who was in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Number one domestic film of the year.
The dude that whistled, and then like the arrow came out, right? Remember that dude?
From Walking Dead.
Yes, that guy. He's the master of weapons.
Yeah.
He is an original Guardian.
Oh.
Vance Astro, Martinex, Charlie 27, and Starhawk. There's some really rad.
One of these guys has Captain America's shield, too.
Yes, and there's a good reason why. And I don't know if they're going to explain. I hope they explain it in this one because you might be a little confused going, it's the year 3000. Why does he have Cap shield? It was explained back in the Abnett and Lanning run.
Nice.
And so
the art in this book is great.
They were involved. The reason I know who they are, I didn't read Guardians 3000, but I read the Lanning and Abnett run that they did prior, the Guardians of the Galaxy run, and Star-Lord and a couple others end up in the future at one point and run into Guardians 3000, and there was an arc with the Guardians from the year 3000. So now they're getting their own series. Dan Abnett is back writing it.
He's a great writer. Dude. Great. Like, if you loved Guardians of the Galaxy, the film, that film was mostly based on his series of his version of the Guardians that had Star-Lord and Groot and Rocket and Drax and Gamora.
And it's exciting because it's not only that they're bringing back characters. What I love is Peter David is writing Spider-Man 2099. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. I never thought from childhood that comic would return and that the original writer would get to keep doing it.
Yes.
Same with Guardians 3000. Abnett is back. And I wish Lanning was with him, but they had like this weird falling out, and so they're not riding together anymore, and it kind of sucks. And I wish Simon and Garfunkel would get back together.
Come on, man.
You know?
Another great comic that came out this week, Edge of Spider-Verse number 4. This is a fantastic comic. If you were into the Tales from the Crypt comics, this is for you.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
As a Swamp Thing fan, it's like this similar style of like sci-fi comic horror almost. Edge of Spider-Verse has been probably our collective favorite thing happening in comics right now.
Right now, Spider-Man, all throughout the multiverse of Marvel, all the different worlds, all the spider people are being hunted down by Morlun, this family that is the enemy of the spider thing. And so they're hunting them down.
Yeah.
And Edge of Spider-Verse is showing us a different Spider-Man from each world.
Mm-hmm.
And this Spider-Man is drastically different.
Absolutely. And I love that they're giving you new characters, but not necessarily to introduce them to the world. It's just, and here's another random world that you may never see this character again.
And
but
hopefully you won't.
Yes. In this case. Yeah. Dude, absolutely amazing. I love everything that Edge of Spider-Verse is doing. Good stuff.
Again, if you're into like the classic B horror comics, Tales from the Crypt, there's a few of them. I can't remember the other names, but the
Creepshow,
that's what it was. This comic is awesome.
Yeah.
And you should pick it up.
I loved it.
It was great.
Oh.
Okay, Death of Wolverine, number three of four.
Yeah.
So we got one issue left.
We got one more left, and then they're killing Wolverine, one of the biggest characters in the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Number three on the list.
Great little thing going on with Kitty Pryde in that book. Again, we see that these are the final days of Wolverine. They're killing him. We know about it.
Yeah. That's one thing. We were talking about this earlier. One thing that kind of sucks in 2014 as a comic book fan is you know what's happening way in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that this series is called The Death of Wolverine because Marvel's like, hey,
this is it.
We're killing this character. He's one of the biggest characters. His comics sell more than just about anybody except Spider-Man. Yeah. So we want to kill him. Don't worry, we know what we're doing. We make a lot of money. So another comic that has showcased that is Captain America.
Woo!
We've known for months that Captain America was going to lose the shield and stop being Captain America. And in fact, a couple months ago, we found out who was taking over for Captain America.
Yeah, Marvel just straight up announced.
So what sucked was on the cover, it's like, who is the new Captain America? And we're like, well, it's going to be Falcon.
Dummies.
We know how. But the way they handle it in the writing is brilliant.
It's very break the fourth wall, kind of.
Absolutely.
They totally acknowledge the fact that the public at large has known who this is going to be.
Yeah.
They totally acknowledge it, write it into the story, and it's awesome.
It's hilarious. They did a great job with that. Rick Remender, one of the best writers, he did an incredible run on Uncanny X-Force.
Yeah, and Carlos Pacheco is one of my favorite artists.
I cannot wait for the new Captain America series with the Falcon as Captain America. So yes, this issue, Captain America 25, it releases today. It shows you how the Falcon becomes the new Captain America, and they did an incredible job.
They did a great job.
Really excited about that.
How stoked were you on Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier?
I was so stoked when they announced it, and then I read it, and I was like, okay.
Well, he's taking on a completely new role, and the fallout from Original Sin, he's kind of taking the place of Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Who we found out, Nick Fury, behind the scenes, has been basically guarding Earth from all these crazy interdimensional, intergalactic, internet threats. Just on the side, nobody knew about it.
All the inter stuff.
He has been guarding the world from it
and
didn't tell anybody.
Right.
And then everybody found out, he's been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And due to the events of Original Sin, Bucky Barnes has taken over. He's the guy that can do it. He's probably the only guy that can do it.
The art and writing is weird.
Really?
I'm just going to say that.
Trippy.
As a comic book dude, it was hard to try and figure out where the bubbles were going next.
Where's this bubble going?
So it was an interesting read. I like what they're doing, basically setting up Bucky as the next intergalactic
defender
of the universe.
He's the front.
Yeah.
He's our first responder,
so
if
he's
you will.
Cool. It's a cool concept. I wasn't a fan of the book.
Okay, I need to read it.
Yeah,
because you told me it was trippy, and
it is trippy. So hands down, my pick for the week.
Me too.
Oh my gosh,
Thor number one.
Yeah,
which is crazy. Okay,
we were complainers. Yeah.
The family that we went to eat with, or hang out with after the balloon ride, and went up in the balloon.
Yeah,
we were talking to the son Isaiah about Thor. He's like, "Did you hear that Thor's going to be a girl?" And we were both like, yeah, and we don't know what to think about it.
There's been some crazy developments over the last few months. Marvel announced that Sam Wilson, the Falcon, was taking over Captain America's role, and he's going to be the new Captain America.
They announced Iron Man is going to go full tilt jerk.
Yeah, full tilt jerk, going to be almost a villain. Iron Man. Yeah, and then they announced that Thor would be a woman, and we thought maybe they meant they Angela. Were changing the character. Oh, I thought initially, like, wait, they're turning the dude into a chick? What? Wait, right. What is happening?
Yeah.
That wasn't the case, and then it was this frustration of, what do you mean Thor's a chick?
Mm-hmm. Because then we started seeing images of Thor without his hammer and with this like pickaxe thing.
Yeah.
And he's got a huge beard and he's dressed up like an old style Viking. He looks like the guy from Vikings.
He does.
But.
And then Thor number one comes out. This is the issue where the female takes over the role of Thor. It was hands
down great.
The best comic I read this
week. It's great. The art is awesome.
One of the best comics I've read in many, many months.
Yeah, written by Jason Aaron, who's an incredible writer.
Yes.
And somebody, Dauterman, is the artist, I guess. And this is great. This is a great book. They don't tell you who it is.
They do not.
They kind of wink. Yes. They wink at it.
I loved it.
But I was reading.
You don't know.
Yeah, I was reading on Bleeding Cool. We won't find out who it is until early 2015.
Gosh,
they're not going to reveal.
So awesome.
There's not going to be a huge reveal. And the way they set it up, it's totally like pointing at a person. But
yeah.
It's so obvious. It's like that. That's
is
not
it?
Who it
but
is.
It can't be.
That's
but it could
not
be.
Who it is.
Gosh.
So it's Thor number one. The girl Thor is a great read.
So basically, in Original Sin, Nick Fury whispers something into the ear of Thor, and Mjolnir, his big hammer, drops to the ground, and he's unable to pick it back up because whoever
no
be
worthy
will have the power of Thor, basically, the power of Mjolnir, whoever be worthy. And all of a sudden, Thor is no longer worthy to carry this mantle. Mm-hmm. He is no longer Thor. And so... Odin steps in. So many people step in to try and lift the hammer, and no one can. It's kind of like Sword in the Stone. Think Excalibur. Yeah. No one can lift it. And this female character, you don't know who it is.
She's worthy.
Is worthy and lifts the hammer. It was hands down the best comic I've read
and
in some time.
On the hammer, it says, "Whosoever, if he be worthy." And when she picks it up, a little S goes.
Yeah,
and it says she. I know it sounds cliche and lame.
It was awesome!
But it's great. And there's some lessons to be learned here. Because
absolutely.
You totally see how Thor, the man, despite him not being able to pick up his hammer, he does not stop. He immediately goes to Earth to fight another battle.
I love
and to
that.
Keep going.
I love that because, yeah, he no longer has these powers, but Earth is now under siege because everybody heard that Thor is not...
It was a rumor.
Thor no longer has power, so... Frost giants coming out of the woodwork. If you loved the Thor movies, they're bringing back some characters.
Yeah, Malekith is in this.
Malekith's in this.
From the Dark World.
Which is incredible.
And he's way better in the comic than he was in the movie.
Absolutely.
Way better.
Yeah, because he's more of like a Dark Elf Loki than he is whatever he was in the Dark World.
Yeah.
I loved it. It is my pick of the week, possibly of the month, and it's October 1st.
Whoa! Another lesson to be learned here is whoever steps in for Thor... It's under this, well, there can't not be a Thor. There has to be. Somebody has to fill that role.
Somebody's got
to
stand in
the gap. And what that reminded me of is in life, whenever we see people fall, you know, and it could be me, you know? So I'm telling you guys, one day, if I fall, this is what you got to remember.
I got to pick up your hammer.
It's anybody. When we look up to people, we eventually see those people fall from grace in some way, form, or fashion.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that when that happens... That doesn't just eliminate the position, I guess. It doesn't just get rid of the job that needed to be done.
Yeah.
The person's obviously not in the position to do it anymore, but the job still needs to be done. And so, as a believer, when we see ourselves fall, when we see others fall, it's not a moment to be used as an excuse to check out and be like, man, forget this stuff.
Right.
It's all bunk, and I'm going to go live my life.
Right.
That's not we do. Somebody has got to fulfill the role.
Yeah.
Of, you know, loving each other the way Jesus said we're supposed to.
Amen to that, dude. I thought it was, the writing's incredible. There's not really language in it. I was excited about that. Jason Aaron is an incredible writer.
He's
a
great writer.
For both of us, I would... Yeah, Thor number one.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
The best comic of the week, hands down. So yeah. There you go.
And there are more and more comics out that we didn't even get a chance to
because
look at.
Because we were reading 15 comics this week. It was stupid.
Yeah, his favorite comic or one of his favorite comics is Ninja Turtles. He didn't even get to get it. I'm sure that it's a great book because that story is solid.
Yeah,
I'm trying
dude,
to find a
old
full
Hob
list.
Hob is like growing an entire army of like mutated people, and I didn't get to get it because I had to get Thor. I bought Thor.
You did.
I did.
Let's see. Also releasing this week, Action Comics number 35, Aquaman and the Others number 6,
which
Batman Eternal number 26, which we found out Baxter over at the Edge is loving
yeah,
right now.
Freaking out that we weren't reading it.
Detective Comics number 35. So many. Gotham Academy? What is Gotham Academy?
It is basically a CW series on comic books.
Not getting that. Green Lantern number 35. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman number 34. That's just DC. We've also, down at Marvel, we had Black Widow number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Boop, 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 boop. We got a lot of Marvel.
We got a lot of Marvel.
We got a lot
we
of...
took care
oh,
of
Legendary Star-Lord number 4 came
that's
out.
That's right. Men of Wrath number 1, a brand new Jason Aaron series that's just a mini came out from Icon.
Silver Surfer number 6, Uncanny Avengers number 25, X-Men number 20.
And Uncanny Avengers was a tie into what's coming up with Axis.
Oh.
Yeah,
man,
so there were so many comics this week. So many.
Tons of them.
Huge shout out to Astro Zombies for sponsoring this segment. Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. You can check out astrozombies.com or 232-7800 for more information.
Hey, give us a call right now, 1-866-730-4921. We are looking for people to become Static Fanatics. It is our share-a-thon. We want you to come alongside us for $30 a month. It's not that hard. Maybe you're teetering on canceling a comic book that you're not so much into anymore.
Well, here's a good idea. If you call in and become a Static Fanatic, you get a Static swag bag, which has a bunch of coupons in there, one of them being two Astro Zombies.
Hey-o!
So maybe you're like, dude, I want to pick up that Thor number one. We'll help you take care of that by using your gift card that you get in your swag bag.
Interesting. Before we go, we've got to talk about S.H.I.E.L.D.
Last night, S.H.I.E.L.D.!
S.H.I.E.L.D. is back. And I said last night, I was like, this show is so much better.
It is so much better.
They've taken every character and made them so much more interesting.
The writing is 100 times better.
Within
maybe
two
they,
episodes.
I feel like they had to Netflix a couple seasons of Arrow in there.
They did something.
And the writing is so much better than it was last year.
It really, really is.
Yeah.
The most annoying characters to me were Fitz and Simmons. And somehow, they have both become my favorite.
Yeah.
Within two episodes. It's like,
whoa! Yeah. Dude, the depth on the character development has been amazing. The writing is so much better. I am a fan. I will say, there's only two that are currently on television. It's still not my favorite comic book show.
What's your favorite?
Gotham.
Oh, Gotham is great.
Gotham is excellent, but definitely one for mature audiences. It's very reminiscent of The Dark Knight. It's very dark, kind of drab, bloody. Real world, because it's about Gotham, which is the scariest city on the planet in the comic books. So.
And it's all mobsters and crime and corrupt police.
And no Batman. No tights. No costumes. It's very real world. It reminds me of Gotham Central, a comic series written by Ed Brubaker that was all about the police department, because what do you do when there's a masked man running around and all these supervillains, and now you're just a cop.
You're just a guy.
On the force trying to take care of all of these problems.
It's kind of like how S.H.I.E.L.D. is becoming more and more Secret Warriors, which was another series that Marvel put out, and it was the same thing. It totally focused on S.H.I.E.L.D. and what they were doing, and these normal humans who are trained like agents and assassins. But how do you live in a world where there's an absorbing man who can touch something and become that material or that element?
They do a great job because, you know, for those of us who read comics or just enjoy great movies, you usually identify with the character because you see something in him.
You see the humanity.
That's probably why you and I both say Spider-Man is our favorite character, because we can both identify with that scrawny, nerdy dude in school, more so than we can the perfect specimen known as Superman, who flies around and, you know, nothing harms him and he's just perfect.
Yeah,
and
or the
there's
super
no vulnerableness
the
to
super
him.
Frat guy version of Thor, you know, where it's like, I'm really good at all the sports, I get all the girls, I drink and eat all the time, and I'm a good guy.
Right.
I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're around.
So it's cool to see that on this level with Gotham and with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you see the humanity, just normal everyday dudes trying to make a difference in the world. So huge shout out to the writers of S.H.I.E.L.D. They have really stepped up.
But Flash and Arrow are right around the corner. I'm stoked about Flash. That's probably going to be my favorite show.
It's going to be great.
We got a chance to see the pilot.
Yeah, we've seen the pilot.
We haven't seen the whole pilot.
I love that they added stuff.
Yeah, they've added stuff because the pilot was very easy to find.
Yeah.
I think
they premiered it at Comic-Con.
I think they did that on purpose. Yeah. Totally on purpose, kind of get it out there.
It was fantastic.
And it's shaping up to be a great series.
That's coming soon along with Arrow. I can't wait for Arrow Season 3. They're doing a lot of stuff there, so
yeah.
Great time to be a comic fan.
It is.
Coming back, 9 o'clock hour. We're going to hang out more with you. It is day one of our three-day Share-a-thon. We need your support. 1-866-730-4921. If you didn't know, we're a listener-supported station. We need your help to be a Static Fanatic. It's $30 a month. We'll hook you up with a Static swag bag with all kinds of coupons, gift cards, whatnots. The next one, we'll put a little piece of Teo's pinky.
Okay.
Yeah, just a tip.
I got two of them.
Yeah, so, but that's only for the next person.
Yeah. You sound like...
Probably not going to happen.
You sound like Don came across a Craigslist thing, and like, I'll pay you $200 to let me tickle you.
Weird.
Not specifically to her. This is something that somebody threw out on Craigslist, like, hey, looking for a tickle friend? So I told her, I was like,
bucks?
I said, Dawn, we need the money. Bite the bullet. The baby will be fine. It's Share-a-thon.
Ask him if they'd be willing to trade tickling for a radiator, and then we're in business.
Oh, guys, cars are great, aren't they?
I drive a 99. He drives a 2000. We're 15 years into our cars, and they suck at this
point.
Man,
they are just falling apart.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
But you know what? God's still cool, and he provides.
He is. He's going to provide through you, too. Be open to it. 1-866-730-4921. Don't miss out on part of our nonsense.
1-866-730-4921. Quick break. Right back. We got some Bad Sons, some Young the Giant, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
May I have your attention, please?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
Yeah, so...
Sup, 9 o'clock hour.
Guys, it's Share-a-thon. The Share-a-thon is happening. Today's the first day, day one of three.
I have had 114 lemon heads, and I'm excited.
We're doing terribly. Usually on this day, we've gotten a few people, well, a few more than we've had, and we've literally only got a few.
Yeah, guys, what's the deal, bro?
Thanks to our boy Heem for coming in.
That was amazing.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, buddy. We're not giving you Thor number one, sorry.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. The phone number?
Come on.
Check out the details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or simply mystaticradio.com if you would like to donate online. We're looking for monthly supporters who are like, bro, I'll throw down $30 a month to be a Static Fanatic. Speaking of throwing down some cash, Maddie up at the front desk has some exciting news for us.
Should we call her?
Well, now I want to.
Should we call her and say, what's your exciting news?
Well, I don't even know if she knows the exciting news.
Let's ask her.
She's the one up front.
Is she up front?
She better be answering.
She's probably
is
on
it,
break.
Is it 12? Maybe I'm calling the wrong extension.
Oh, please.
Maybe I'm calling.
Call Kareem.
Yeah. Maybe it's...
This is Maddie.
Yeah! Second time's a charm.
What's up, girl?
Nothing.
Whose extension is 1201? Because that's not you.
No, it's 1210.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh.
You're on the radio.
You're on the radio. Our fabulous, wonderful, and lovely front desk receptionist.
Her hair looks fantastic every day.
What is your official title, front desk engineer?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Phone engineer, phone operator. What is your official title?
I am the receptionist of Connection Communications.
Receptionist is so 1964, and since they're banning the term Washington Redskins, we're banning the term receptionist.
No, I like to keep it classic.
You are the front desk telephone assistant to the regional manager.
At Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin.
So, Maddie, tell everybody what's going on at the front desk right now.
Yeah.
We are selling the brand new Static t-shirt.
Yeah!
What?
So people can come down to the studios and purchase the new Static t-shirt.
Yes. And
you've got them up front?
I have them.
Okay,
ready
good.
To go.
And all of the proceeds spent go to Static Radio.
Yeah, which is amazing. They're only $20 and they're on our webcam, too. You can see them.
It's a quality shirt.
It really is. I want one, but Maria says I have to buy it.
I just bought one now, and I'm actually going to put it on.
Oh, you bought one?
I did.
Hey, thanks for supporting your job.
Yeah, no, you
got
to do what I
got to
do.
You're the best.
There you go.
All right,
so you're up there. You got to answer real phone calls and stuff now, so we'll let you go.
All right. Thanks.
Thank
Peace
you.
Out.
Bye.
Maddie, everyone.
Peace out. That's
She's
what
the bomb.
I'm
Peace out. She's amazing. She's got our new Static t-shirt. If you want to come on down to the studios, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, they're $20, and 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. Yeah, it's up at our webcam, mystaticradio.com. The Angel's hat, not for sale.
Anyway, guys. Yes, we are asking you for money, but it's because every day you ask us to play the best music. You ask us to be funny, which we try to and almost succeed at. You ask us to present a super professional afternoon show with Celeste, and she does every day. That's on her.
Right.
You ask us to give you the prelude, which Celeste does, and it's super professional as well.
Only took three times.
You ask us to give you a midday show that will get you through lunch, and that's what Mitch does every weekday.
I'm hanging out with her. I think I ate hair.
You ask Steve-O to eat hair.
I just try
and
to
he
eat.
Eats all of the hair. The next person to call in and become a $50 a month donor will get a vial of Doug's blood. This is Doug blood.
Doug blood.
You don't mess with this stuff.
You really don't.
This stuff wards off vampires.
Yeah.
This stuff will get you out of responsibilities that you hate.
There's boring share-a-thons that you're like, this, I'm changing it. And then there's ones like us where we're like, dude.
Doug blood.
Doug blood and Speedos.
That's what you want.
What?
That's what you want in a share-a-thon. We've gotten cleared to say anything that we want to on the radio as long as it gets us paid.
And as long as it has nothing to do with the Washington because we
right.
can't say
we
that.
We can't say that. And we won't. Mm-mm. It's our commitment.
Absolutely.
We want a commitment from you. 1-866-730-4921. Don't be afraid of it. Just right. give it a call.
Yeah, that's right. 1-866-730-4921. If you need proper motivation, honestly, look, in all seriousness, hey.
Yeah, serious.
Go to our Facebook page and look at the beautiful face of Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's true. He's on there.
That's as serious as it gets.
In all seriousness.
Yeah.
Find me a serious one. Oh, my gosh. In all seriousness.
So serious.
We put up a status on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Benedict Cumberbatch is holding a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I want you to help this kitten and many, many kittens more. Mm-hmm. We are the kittens. We are the kittens.
We're your daily kittens.
We are the small cats that need assistance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the older cats that are senile and they hiss at everything. And
No, more eating out of the garbage. We want that meow mix.
Yeah, meow, 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 meow. So call us right, meow. Please.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
Here's more of that great music we always promise you.
That's right. On the way, what's going on Wednesday?
What's going on?
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Take me to the moon.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
I got to turn the mics on if I want to start
okay.
talking like an idiot.
We're back, everybody. It is the Share-a-thon. It is October 1st, 2014.
The year of our Lord.
We are doing dismally, in case you wanted an update.
Dismal.
I am smiling because of all of the broken heart feelings I have on the inside.
We can't say dismally because Dismal was a band and your
drummer.
That was
Big Dismal.
Left.
The Big Dismal. No, that was Dismas.
Right.
D-I-Z-M-A-S. Dismas.
Merry Dismas.
Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah.
I know you're watching, Jamie.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Left Waverly to go be in Dismas.
Oh, my gosh. And with it, he took my heart.
Phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. Here's the deal. The HDB. Here's the deal, bro.
Oh.
We need your support. We're a listener-supported station. It is because of you that we are still around.
Yep.
Let's be blunt.
Guys.
We're non-commercial. We don't get to have all the flashy commercials that say, go buy this crazy thing. Here's another beer commercial. Like other stations.
But the good thing is,
we're non-com.
We don't have commercials.
Yeah.
We have, I guess, what do you, spots.
Yeah, we have thank yous.
And thank yous.
To local businesses that support us. And better than the 7-minute segment of commercials that normally run on other stations.
But now is the time where we have to ask. Because we need support. We are a listener-supported station, and we're not reaching our monthly goal. We don't have the necessary funds to cover all the expenses.
It's true.
And there are some pretty big expenses. It costs nearly $50,000 a month.
Yeah.
We're the largest station in the state of New Mexico.
We are.
We have translators all over. And it's been great. If maybe you're listening in Gallup or you're listening down in Las Cruces somewhere, where we have a translator, a satellator, or just a full power station running around out there. We are around the state of New Mexico. We are also into, West Arizona, Southern Colorado, West Texas. We bleed out those ways because of our full powers on the edges.
Yep.
So it's cool, man. But obviously it takes money to run this station. And so if you would be so kind, help us out. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. You can also snag an amazing Static Radio t-shirt. They're brand new.
Yeah.
You can check out the design on the webcam at mystaticradio.com. And come on down to the station and purchase
one. Visit.
Yeah.
Our boy Heem came by and said hello.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
It was good to see him.
We were very excited about that.
Yep.
And so, yeah, it's a big time. And it is Wednesday, so you know what that means.
Yes.
It's time for What's Going On Wednesday.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. In your city, girl.
This is my favorite segment.
What's Going On Wednesday. We're a community station.
So we're going to let you know.
Tell you what's going on in your town. So you could take that girl out and say, hey, what's going on Wednesday?
Gun blood.
Know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh.
Workshop, amateur telescope making / maintenance.
Telescope.
Check that
making,
out.
Girl.
This is a free thing.
Gonna make you a telescope so I can look at you. Yeah.
No, Steve-O. TAAS has a wonderful special interest group. Amateur.
Telescopes.
Telescope making / maintenance.
Gonna make you a peephole. What?
Members and the public alike are welcome to visit. Learn more about the opportunities. Bring in a telescope. For assistance, if you have a restraining order against another person, I do not recommend that you go to this free event.
It's, I can't even.
UNM Women's Volleyball versus Utah State.
Oh, yeah.
It's going on at UNM, of course. October 2nd. Come cheer on the University of New Mexico's women's volleyball team as they take on the Utah State Aggies.
Ah! My headphones died, man. I'm trying to do What's Going On Wednesday.
Here's another one.
My headphones are terrible.
Breaking Boo.
Oh, yeah.
Hunting adventures.
Good
ghost hunting adventures, Doug.
I'm going to take you out for a scare so you snuggle up close to me, girl.
October 3rd through October 19th of this wonderful year. Happens every Sunday, Friday, and Saturday. I wonder
What's
why they wrote those backwards.
On Wednesday.
It's a history and ghost tour of Old Town here in Albuquerque, haunted by Breaking Bad. History and ghost tours of Old Town.
Way into your heart, girl.
Albuquerque and Breaking Bad RV Tours are pleased to announce Breaking Boo, an exciting 90-minute paranormal-themed riding tour inside the Breaking Bad RV.
Mm-hmm.
Visit the show's most popular locations and conduct real ghost hunts at sites rumored
ain't nothing paranormal about our love, girl.
To be haunted.
It's extra special.
That's paranormal.
Gonna haunt you, girl.
No, don't. What?
Yeah, what's going on? It's Wednesday in your city.
Lord, please forgive my friend.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years, more than 10 years, since the members of Casting Crowns, Steve-O's favorite band, heard their first single on the radio in July 2003.
Casting Crowns at you.
Since then, the band has sold over 5 million records and has had countless chart-topping hits. Hits such as Faithfully by Journey.
Faithfully. Gonna take you to a concert.
Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
That's right.
Walking in Memphis by Mark Kahn. You know all of Casting Crowns hits.
Yep.
October 3rd at the Santa Ana Star Center. More information available, 505-891-7300.
It's What's Going On.
You can also find more information about all of this stuff and donate to Static for $30 a month. Become a Static fanatic at 1-866-730-4921. Ask for Joan. She's going to give you all the info you need about any question that you might have.
Especially about what's going on Wednesday, girl. Going to call you up right now. Going to give you some money so we can get funny. what's going on.
As you enter the Albuquerque Grecian Festival, it's easy to imagine you've just stepped into the old world charm of Southern Europe.
Oh yeah, gonna get all Grecian on you, girl.
You are invited to be Greek for a day or two.
Yes. Greek with me.
This is going on downtown, recurring daily from October 3rd to October 5th. Greek with me? Rio Grande Arts and Crafts Festival. It's the Balloon Fiesta show. Now, Balloon Fiesta is about to hit this city.
It's going to get all hot.
Like a gondola going 12 miles an hour, crashing into the ground with a screaming Steve-O and a very comfortable and excited Mateo.
Oh, Balloon Fiesta, girl. Gonna get all hot. Yeah, balloon on you.
Rio Grande Arts and Crafts Festival Balloon Fiesta Show, October 3rd through October 12th. Recurring daily. Phone number 505-292-7457. Now in its 26th year, the juried show is ranked 6th in the nation and features the works of 280 fine artists and craftspeople from throughout the U.S. I wonder if B.C. Nallon will be there.
Maybe.
Might be worth
looking
into.
Sorry, I broke character. Sorry.
No, no, go back.
Oh, yeah.
Get back into character. Go.
B.C. Nallon, gonna paint you upright. Wait. No, canvases.
That's just the craft thing going on at the... Yeah, that's the Rio Grande Arts and Crafts Festival. Because, all in all, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, recurring daily, October 4th through October 12th, down at Balloon Fiesta Park.
Your mom's coming out to Balloon Fiesta Park.
With my dad, yes, they are.
Can't wait to see your mom.
Okay.
What's going on?
She's probably listening.
Mama Lot can't wait to squeeze you.
Nope.
You too, Murray. That's your daddy.
Visit our Balloon Fiesta homepage to plan your visit. The Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta is a world-renowned attraction and destination for kids of all ages.
I think What's Going On Wednesday is probably my favorite segment.
More information, 505-768-5366.
If you got something going on, please email.
You can email us.
studio@mystaticradio.com.
Oh, hey, check this out.
Yeah.
Fall has come to Wagner Farmland Experience. Enjoy a corn maze, hayride, petting zoo, activity park, and pumpkin patch.
Oh, you know I like them petting zoos.
The beautiful Corrales maze is sure to provide a family fun experience for all ages. It's recurring daily.
All family on your girl, gonna have some baby.
That sounds terrifying. I'm gonna get all family on you, girl. Chrissy, what led you to marry this guy? Come on! Anyway, Wagner's Farmland Experience, Corrales, Corn Maze, going through October 31st of this month, recurring daily. More information, 505-459-0719. Albuquerque Downtown Ghost Walk Balloon Fiesta Tour.
Oh, you know I'm all about that Albuquerque.
Daily, October 4th through October 12th. Albuquerque's newest and creepiest walking tour of haunted downtown locations. Beneath the towering office buildings and twinkling lights of modern downtown Albuquerque lurk the memories.
Creep my way into your heart, girl.
That's not the way to get Anyway, Albuquerque, look it up. More information available, 505-240-8000. Do we have a phone call?
I couldn't do this segment without the other creepiest man in Albuquerque.
Oh.
Gonna take you to the phone lines.
Let's hear it.
What's going on, girl?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's...
How you doing, girl?
Way more interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I had to call in because you're singing a love song and then you dropped something about a petting zoo and I thought that was pretty funny.
Hey.
How you doing, Matt?
Oh, man, calling into the creepiest segment of the week. What's going on Wednesday and what's going on is the old man and the creepier old man are on the radio. What's going on, Matt Gentry? I know you love this.
Matt Gentry.
It's your favorite segment of the week. We're getting creepy.
Would you tell people why it's a good idea to donate to Static Radio during our share-a-thon?
That's one of the reasons I was calling in. Would you let me? Don't steal my thunder, Mateo.
Mateo, don't steal his thunder. He doesn't got a lot left. The old Odin of Norse mythology is like hanging on three lightning bolts.
Mm-hmm.
He only has so much thunder left before he expires.
My bad. I thought you guys were going to continue to hit on each other.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That is funny. It starts tomorrow, yay?
It's today. We kicked it off this morning.
It's happening.
Oh, I thought it was today the 1st or 2nd?
Today's the 1st. October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I know. Welcome.
That's really weird. I keep forgetting what day it is. That's really bizarre.
It's not that bizarre because you're really old.
Hey, man, at this point, if you can remember anything, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's true.
If you can
why'd you call me?
If you could remember two things, the other thing you would remember is that you called us.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I wanted to call in and just say, yeah, support the station, man. I've been a part of that particular frequency since 1993.
Dude, taking it back to K-Light, y'all.
Yeah, and there's no reason to not support it. If you listen to it, you should support it. End of story.
Dude, we were talking to Peter Benson about the fact that here this next year, we will be celebrating 40 years of K-Light. 40
Isn't that
years!
Crazy?
Yeah. Dude.
That is so awesome.
Station
Did you ever
like
share?
Third,
I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, station's like a third as old as you are. That's huge.
Amen.
Did you ever tell the story of me coming to work in spandex one time?
I did not ever tell that story. However, it would have been perfect for what's going on Wednesday because I feel like that character was just ripped straight from you.
What character is that?
Not you, the character, just a creepy, very white guy in the background singing all the weird innuendo.
Oh, that's funny. You know, sometimes we make decisions in life that sound good in your head, but then when they come to pass, it wasn't that good of an idea.
Yeah.
So.
Example, move to Albuquerque and work at a radio station.
However, good decisions like supporting static radio, I mean, that's a decision that will not haunt you for the rest of your life. Like wearing spandex and showing up early in the morning. And your
or using a
like,
telescope
what?
To spy on people, Steve.
No, man, that's because you want to get close to their heart.
No, it's just you don't wear spandex to a Christian radio station. That was a little bizarre. I thought it was a good idea.
Or everywhere. I mean, war everywhere. That's
you were just,
also,
hey,
you know.
You were just ahead of your time. Yoga pants are the thing now.
Yeah, yeah. Yoga mants. Yeah. So
anyway, I don't want to keep you, but yes, support the station. Been around for a long time. And again, if you're a listener, support it. And a lot of little adds to a lot.
Amen to that, dude.
Yeah.
A lot of little adds to a lot, man.
Love it.
That's my new slogan. Thank you, Matt Gentry. I love you.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
All right, bye. Matt Gentry.
He's a good dude.
Seriously, been a part of the ministry for almost, oh my gosh, it's been 20 years for that guy.
Wow.
20 years!
That's awesome.
KLYT, our call letters, has been around for almost 40 years now. We're a listener-supported community station, and we do need your help. 1-866-730-4921 is the phone number. Thanks to everybody for submitting events and things for what's going on Wednesday.
Yeah. Thank you to Doug for compiling those events.
Mm.
You know, I took it as a high compliment not long after moving here and us doing the show for a little while. Once we kind of got in the groove of everything, Matt Gentry said, hey, you guys are really, you're doing a good job. It's
that was
funny.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I thought it was a huge, I took it as a huge compliment because that dude is a legend.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I've been in radio for many, many moons.
More than likely, we'll get an email or a Facebook comment. It was good to hear the old man.
Yeah, we get that. Anytime he calls in,
anytime
people
he
come
calls
out of the
in.
Woodwork. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, man, love that guy.
Hey, man, what's he doing? Man, I should donate. He's right, though. If you listen to the station, then what's the reason for not donating?
Yeah, if you love us and you're a part of Static Radio, if we keep you going day in and day out, we do need your help. We rarely ask for support. We are listener supported. We don't have the flashy commercials that pay the bills. It is because of dedicated listeners like yourself who call in and donate $30 a month to be a Static fanatic. And, man, as he said, a lot of a little equals a lot. What did he say?
A lot of a little
adds to a lot.
You know what? Here's
right,
something
man.
We haven't even talked about. When you become a Static Fanatic, which is that's you donating at least $30 a month to the ministry here. And, again, there's so many things you can just cut out, little things here and there to allow for that to happen. Just think about it. But you get perks, too. For instance, when Five Iron Frenzy came through recently, our Static Fanatics got first crack at tickets.
Yeah, they got tickets before they went on sale, which was amazing.
You get sent a top secret link, and it's like, hey, if you want the pre-sale, here it is.
Absolutely. We also have swag bags, courtesy of some great places in town. Astro Zombies, Square Root Salon, Parchment's Bookstore, Solomon's Porch. Big thanks to Village Pizza, who today is providing lunch.
Lunch.
That's pretty cool. Village Pizza. to Corrales.com for more information on Village Pizza. Mm. But thanks to them for being our food sponsor for the day.
That's
so
really cool.
A lot of local businesses coming alongside Static Radio to lend their support. So please, would you lend yours? 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
Oh!
Yeah, dude. It's almost 10 o'clock.
It's almost 10. You know what that means, everybody.
Gym for you. Middays with Mitch for me.
And then you're staying here.
Yeah.
I'm coming back in the afternoon to help out with Celeste.
Yeah.
When I say help out, I mean really get on her nerves.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Dodge punches.
I told Mitch this morning to figure out her show, and I'm just going to ride shotgun and act like an idiot.
Love it.
So,
guys, we really need your help.
It's
been a very slow morning, which is kind of a bummer here around the station.
But you know what? We believe God's going to do some big things.
We do.
It starts with you, who's listening.
This is your invitation to be a part of that. Don't miss out.
Yeah, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Thanks to the people who have called in and lent their support. But Teo's right. We need much more support to meet our goal. And again, it costs nearly $50,000 a month just to cover the expenses here.
Whoa!
And no, we're not living lavish. We don't got like cable with all the great channels.
No, nope, we don't.
we're talking basic
cable.
Wait,
do we have cable?
We're talking basic cable. That is the operation we are running here.
Where is the cable?
Local channels only.
So,
and still, you know, it's not cheap to run a radio station. So.
I mean, I know you guys were sitting out there loving what's going on Wednesday.
Yeah!
It thoroughly creeped you out. And where else are you going to find that?
Exactly.
Not on many other listener-supported
what's
stations.
What's going on Wednesday? One of my favorite creepy
Maybe not
segments.
On any. Maybe there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you missed any part of the morning show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. While you're there, get the information of our share-a-thon. You can donate online. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But please lend your support. Again, 1-866-730-4921, the phone number. And that's it for us.
That's what we need.
Middays with Mitch and myself.
Yeah.
On the way. All right. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
1-866-730-4921.
Static! Static!